is up.
I can't say the real thing. It's a quote from one of the Dave Chappelle skits where he's like in the studio. He's imitating some other, you know, rappish R&B kind of musician guy. And he's all, turn them up. Turn them S's up. I can't hear S. Turn them up.
Crank it.
Crank it up. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. I hear something weird
coconut.
Like in the back. Oh, it is too. He's crying for mom.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
The studio beast.
Yeah, the studio beast is suffering from, well, he's not homesick.
A wee beast.
He's master sick? Like, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
Something.
Am I being detained?
Actually, I let him out of his cage, so you know, hopefully I'm the benevolent dictator.
But didn't let him pass the walls. I see how this works.
Well, he's allowed to come in here and hang
you
out.
You can
with
have
us,
a bigger like, cage.
You know, basically.
But you can't go outside.
It's kind of like...
But freedom eludes you.
It's kind of like cows, you know, having a pasture, right?
Yeah.
Like if you keep them in the barn, they stop giving milk eventually. Right, yeah. Because they're captive. But if you give them the illusion of freedom and just let them roam the pasture, even though it's fenced in, they're way happier.
Don't
they
go near that
again.
Electric
have
fence.
Have you seen the cows with the VR goggles?
No.
Oh, man. Oh. It's a thing.
To make them believe they're outside
yes.
when they're really
so they don't even have to let them out.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Does it work?
Wow. The
still,
milk
I'm
is
still
flowing.
Drinking milk.
The proof is in the milk?
I guess whatever.
Let's see. Captain's Log, Stardate 04142024. It's a lot of fours.
Wow.
In the studio tonight, it's myself.
All right, that's enough. You're talking with him?
The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me tonight.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
That was the biggest breath I think I've ever taken.
Yeah, I was like, come on, dude, I gotta say this now. I can't hold it forever.
We'll be right back after this.
I titled tonight's show, what is it?
Renato
von Mises. So that's a combination of two names. Those of you familiar with Free Talk Live and things like voluntarism or libertarianism or even better, Austrian economics, Mises, Rothbard, you know, these types of things, you will know that Ludwig von Mises, or Ludwig von Mises, depending on your dialect,
sure,
is somebody that you want to read. Now, there is a video going around.
It's viral?
The interwebs.
It is viral.
It is viral.
Officially viral.
It is officially viral. What is that, 100 million views? A million views?
No.
What is it? Viral.
But what's the guy's name, Richie?
Renato Moicano.
Okay. And he
say
did
that three times.
He
fast.
Did a thing. He won a thing. What did he win?
He won a fight.
Was
in
it
the UFC.
So it wasn't like a championship. It was
just, not a championship.
Just a match.
Just a fight. He had a fight on the fight card, UFC 300.
Okay.
Last night.
It was a pay-per-view?
I don't know if his part was on pay-per-view. I don't recall at this point.
It's called a premium live event.
Well, okay, fine. But there's the non-pay-per-view aspect of it that if you subscribe to like ESPN Plus or whatever,
you'll get
for
to
free
see it. Yeah.
And then there's like the main card on pay-per-view.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I only ask because it seems to me if it was broadcast, the clips that have been circling around would be bleeped.
Okay.
For FCC sake.
The clips that I've seen up until, well, I got here for show prep tonight, somebody was like, no, go to this particular... I think it's the official UFC channel, and they've got the bleeped version. So I've got that pulled up for us tonight, because he said, like, you're in the throes of victory.
He just got beat up. Well,
right?
No, he won.
Well, no, he won.
He won,
yeah, but he still got some punches.
Yeah.
No,
he got
beat
rocked
up.
A little bit and then won.
And like, you know, he has just exerted himself to his professional best, right?
He won a fight.
And won a fight. Now,
I mean, if you won a fight...
Yeah, or like
I wouldn't make one punch against
or like
that
a sporting
guy.
Event. Like you play baseball, you play football or something, right? You put your all into something and you just won a game. There's this immediate like jubilation, this sense of relief, this like, yes, I won, right? You get this like sort of high off of the you know, winning the match, right? And so think about it for a minute. This guy has just given it his physical all. He's covered in sweat. Right.
Blood.
He just beat up a guy, and another guy beat up him, you know, and whoever beat the other guy worse, like, you know, won.
Right.
Right. And so this is the guy that won, and he's in this moment. He's having this moment. And instead of doing what most sports people do,
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, or I'd like to thank my mom and Jesus and my Aunt
Manager.
Dorothy and yeah, all this kind of a thing, right? And he doesn't do that at all. And we've pulled this up because it is super interesting. We're just going to play it now.
So, I'm not going to do my speech, but first of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry and own us. I love private property. And let me tell you something. If you care about your country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian Economic School.
If you love your
is that
country,
Joe Rogan jumping in there?
Yeah, Joe Rogan was doing the interview.
Oh
yeah.
Wow!
If you love your country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian School.
Yeah, you bleeper bleeper bleepers.
That's the interbleeps.
Yeah. If you love your bleeping country, FCCing country.
Yeah, FCC.
Right? He loves the First Amendment. He
private
loves
property.
Private property. Yeah.
Wants to carry all the guns.
Yeah. And so this is his. I just got done beating a guy who was trying to beat me. This is his post-win speech.
Being in and the United States.
And he's Brazilian, so he's like from Brazil.
Right.
Yeah.
He's probably a Bolsonaro supporter, I'm sure.
I don't know how often I can cite somebody of a prominent sports nature doing anything remotely like the best thing, the next best thing that I can remember was when Russell Okung, NFL offensive lineman, wanted his signing bonus in Bitcoin.
He also did that on Twitter. He asked for his paycheck in Bitcoin.
This guy?
Yeah.
Renato?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, the antithesis of this guy would be that guy Kelsey from the Kansas City Chiefs football team.
Travis.
Oh, Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess he just got a postgraduate diploma or something like he made his GED. He got his diploma and he chugged a beer and slammed it down. Like,
okay.
America,
man.
I guess.
Yeah.
But this guy's in the U.S. and he's just like, I love it.
I mean, one of the more fan favorite UFC fighters does a shoey when he wins.
A shoey?
That you spit into a shoe, then pour your beer into the shoe, then chug the beer out of the shoe with spit in it.
So the shoe you just spit in?
No.
Just a shoe.
It's like people from the crowd will spit in the shoe, pour the beer in it, and hand him to it, and he will chug the beer out of the shoe. Yes.
Wow. That's a fan favorite.
He's from New Zealand, so it's not an American thing.
It seems unsanitary.
I mean, you don't have to do it.
Put a Foster's Lager in there.
I've got athlete's tongue.
Okay. Thrush. It's called thrush.
Rush.
Athlete's tongue is called thrush? He does.
No,
thrush.
Yeast infection of your mouth is thrush, okay. Probably similar to
from athlete. The shoe.
Could be. I don't know.
Or the spit.
If you've got athlete's tongue, it's probably thrush.
Okay.
Or like, what if somebody just sprayed foot deodorant or something right in their
shoe? I'm not saying they don't, but my only point is it's not strictly drinking beer is not an American thing,
right?
And in other cultures they do it better.
Yeah. Oh yes, they do.
It's a risk you have to take.
But like these are reasons why I'm not a UFC fighter. Like among the many,
okay,
I refuse
this,
to drink.
This is the number one reason.
He was rejected in the draft. They didn't want him.
This is at least one of the hundreds of reasons.
I want to say it's down the list, but certainly.
But yeah, like I
age
this guy,
and ability probably one and two.
This guy's got he's a little more hardcore than I am when it comes to like his stunts with the audience, right?
Sure, yeah,
that kind of a thing.
But you got him beat
I got a much larger beard. Yeah. Got him beat on beard growth. So
well, he's young.
I've got that going for me, which is nice. All right. So then, classic.
Yes, sir.
You brought up, what's the other guy?
Dana White, who is the CEO of
I don't
UFC.
Know his official position
he's
anymore.
Owner?
President? He's not
president.
The owner.
He's a bigwig of MMA.
He's an executive of the UFC.
Okay,
but they were like sold and bought and sold and bought. And
he's
so
like
I don't
the
know.
Vince McMahon of WWE.
Yeah, but you can't say Vince McMahon anymore. So he's
right.
He's the figurehead of the UFC.
I see.
Like he's the top dog, right below like the owners.
He's all the
right.
Big kahuna.
Let's come back to this because I want to grab this call. This is David Ridley calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ridley Report.
Hey guys, Yeah, a little bit off topic, but New Hampshire has won yet another sort of first prize. It always, you know, it wins a lot of, you know, whenever they rate the 50 states as to which one is number one, New Hampshire is almost always in the top five.
Tell us what we've won, Dave.
It sucks being a number two.
The thing we are apparently best at now that they've discovered is intelligence.
Oh, and lottery winning. Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay.
New Hampshire's number one for lottery winners.
Is that a correlation or causation? Do smarter people win the lottery? Because I don't see a lot of those people in the interviews.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought the two would be connected. But, yeah, according to a survey by guru99.com,
reputable source.
New Hampshire has the highest average IQ of any state in the union.
Now, what is IQ, Richie?
Intelligence quotient.
Okay. And okay. How does it, I don't understand, I have met some people who have insanely high IQs who are, man, they do some dumb stuff.
Okay.
Right? I'm like, wow, you got a high IQ. How is IQ a measure of intelligence?
They issue a test called an IQ test.
Yeah.
And the higher you score, the more intelligent you are, theoretically.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know what you're driving at, but that's how it works.
Okay. David?
And there are some people that believe that there is a racial component to that, and some people that don't.
I see.
A friend of mine in high school, she knew a guy who almost ran over Albert Einstein because he was not paying any attention to the road.
My roads.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. If Einstein were alive today, he would probably be diagnosed autistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely. Yeah. So almost ran him over?
He survived, as you may have heard.
Okay.
Right. Last I checked, he was dead.
So about this survey, do you have any, you know, details? Like how many people and, you know, how do other states compare?
Yeah. What was interesting is there were, as you know, there were 10 states which the Free State Project was trying to pick from where we would try to designate libertarians, you know, could move there, right? We would vote for a state and then we'd move there,
right,
and be together, which is how we got Free Talk Live in Keene and how we got me in Winchester and how we got all these, you know, thousands of libertarians moved to New Hampshire. Well, when that process was going on, there were 10 states on the list that we were picking from, you know, small states where we'd have an actual impact with a small group of movers. And so six of the 10 Free State Project states are actually in the high IQ list.
Nice.
So, you know, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Vermont, Wyoming. So those are all on the top 10 IQ list. And those were all Free State Project candidates.
Okay. Captain may have tried to ask this question. What's the implication on what drives that statistic? Like what makes those states smarter than the rest?
I think it's being rural. I think people tend to be smarter in rural areas, but I could, maybe it's something else.
Interesting.
Okay.
I know Mark Edge often will cite, you know, a lot of social discourse, at least in the United States, occurs between the city folk and the country folk, as it were,
right,
the rural versus the urban.
But you don't really think of the rural as the intelligent ones. Right, students. That's,
yeah, but they
could
skin a buck and run a trot line.
Yeah, the stereotype.
That's true.
The stereotype,
they know how to survive.
Or the layman's logic would have you think that, oh well, because universities are generally in cities and big city, you know, the big cities is where people go to college and, you know, all the businesses are, that you would think that there would be a higher level of intelligence in.
That's
in
my
the
suggestion.
Cities,
yes.
Right.
But if they were so smart, why are they in school?
To get smarter.
Oh, okay.
Right. When you want to learn something new, what do? You
go to YouTube.
Yourself. Well, but you educate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so really,
not
what
get
else?
In debt for that.
There were two other numbers listed. This is an article on boston25.com, mm-hmm, which is a TV station in Massachusetts. The article, I don't know what the original source on this was, but the article said that New Hampshire also has the lowest percent of the population with low literacy skills.
Can you say that again?
And it also has the highest GDP per capita at about $75,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've heard the GDP one before, but the other two are new to me.
I think that has to do with the lottery winnings.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Perhaps you are correct.
I'm going to check the
but
magic
if you think about it, I mean, that's just what's in this article. I mean, there you could just go on for days talking about all the areas where New Hampshire is in the top five. You know, it's always the top five in terms of safety. It's always the top five in terms of just about every good thing you would want to have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly, you know, top five, well, top two in gun laws, maybe even top one. Like, so, I think usually overall freedom, there's two things that usually come out, two different sources that publish the overall freedom rankings of states. And New Hampshire is generally number one. Occasionally it'll fall into a number two category to, like, Texas or something like that.
Florida.
Florida. But, like, it's always in the top two for sure.
So I guess the reason the causation is relevant, this comes back from one of, like, the few things to take away from when I was in college. Right. This was like an environmental economics class. Mm-hmm. I don't remember much, but the professor was very clear because he was old and about to retire. And so he didn't really care about following the coursework. It was like there is always some place that is number one for a thing.
Right.
Like there is a city on the planet that has the highest rate of cancer per capita.
Right.
Because that's how statistics work.
Or the best cheesesteak.
Whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So New Hampshire happens to be the state with the highest IQ. What does that mean? Or do we produce more money? Do we produce more products?
Yeah.
Do we export more value to the rest of the world? Or is it just a bunch of nerds sitting around on Reddit typing away?
David?
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's important to look at all the other numbers, all the other statistics. Yeah. Are we number one in a lot of other things? Are we in the top five in almost everything? And since the answer to both of those questions is yes, I guess the IQ is helping us.
All right, well, but if we start importing a bunch of dummies from Alabama as part of the Free State Project, right?
Right.
That number's going to go down because it can't go up because you're introducing lower IQ people into a higher IQ pool.
So, not necessarily, because people who move are going to be different from people who just live in Alabama. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, you're probably going to have a higher IQ just to move for the Free State Project or the greater freedom movement here.
I also caveated. I said import a bunch of dummies from Alabama.
Yeah, right.
If you bring in people with lower IQs, your statistics are going to go down.
Yeah,
because that's how statistics work.
I do have a question for you, Dave. Did you get any sense from the article of like the history of IQ in New Hampshire? Like, has New Hampshire like sort of always had, you know, a higher IQ, or is this new?
It didn't give a history. No, the article is short too. It's kind of more of a bullet list than a detailed article.
All right, fair enough. Anything else you want to add tonight?
That is all.
Where do people find you, sir?
ReadilyReport.com.
And again,
yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. This is going to be a toss up, right? Because
thanks for the call, Dave.
There's some people that suggest there's a racial component, right? And over some odd number of years. New Hampshire has been, what do you call those, sanctuary cities for like African refugees, right? And if they're coming in and lowering the population of like white people, you know, wasps. White people, right?
Wait, what's a wasp?
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Oh, it's not, we are sexually perverted?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you might be.
Well.
The circles there is, you run in.
There's a band, different acronyms. 80s band, sort of pre-hair metal. Like when, like they're like more of like a Motorhead, like rock and roll, drink and F and, you know, cause trouble, called Wasp.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, or We Are Satan's, you know, I don't know, something.
People.
Yeah, something like that. But like there was all sorts of acronyms thrown about for that. Anyway, go ahead.
No, that's it. Some people will make that claim.
Well,
right,
so, but
there's
like
a racial component.
You're alluding to, in your description, you're alluding to people of color having a lower IQ than people of, you know, other
white
races.
People.
Well, what about Asians? Because I'm told Asians, particularly like the Chinese and Japanese, have super high IQs.
Yes, we are not importing Asians.
By way of comparison.
We in the state of New Hampshire are not importing Asians.
We should, right?
Like, if you want to bump up your IQ number,
yeah,
you'll bring in Asians and Jews.
Yeah, we'll take some Cubans, too.
Can we kill two stones with one bird and bring in, like, Asians who've converted to Judaism?
Sure.
I'm just curious, man. Like, these are questions I would have.
But those are the two statistically higher than whites.
I see. Okay. All right.
I've got this story from WCYY. It says New Hampshire is among the luckiest states in the country. As Ridley was talking about the highest IQ.
Lucky.
Well, it came out a few months ago that New Hampshire was the luckiest state in the country when it came to lottery winners.
Ooh.
The study explained that New Hampshire has produced 3 jackpot wins with a combined jackpot total of $1.2 trillion. I don't know, it's like a lot of numbers.
Half of which went to the government.
Right. $1.2 billion. Right. So 50% goes, well, but it says, you know what's even cooler than being the luckiest state in the country? New Hampshire has a 0% tax rate on jackpot winning. So once you win, the money is yours. Oh, not Uncle Sam. Right.
Well, yeah. Well, that's lucky. New Hampshire, the state, has zero
you still
tax.
Got a federal, yeah. You're still paying half to the
right. You're paying. Yeah. You don't have to pay anything to Uncle Sununu, but you have to pay Uncle Sam.
Right. 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 Yeah. Yeah. All right, Uncle Scam. Is,
and at, that, why at that value, right, you're at the higher end of the tax bracket.
Yeah. So if you buy your ticket and you have a winning ticket, what do you have, a year to claim that ticket?
Oh, I have no idea.
Or a half a year? A few months?
I feel like a year is long, but you have some period of time.
Couldn't you change your residence after, or is it like buying fire insurance after your house burns down?
I don't know. All I know is that the advice that I've been given, and this is not legal advice, is if you do win the lottery, get a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah.
You can afford one then.
Or a tax attorney, probably. Yeah.
Or both.
Or both, right? Yeah.
I may have bought like one or two token lottery tickets when I first moved, but I'm from Hawaii, and there's no gambling there. So I've never grown up around it.
Yeah.
No legal gambling.
Oh, I see. All right. Because I'm certain there's some gambling going on somewhere.
At my uncle's house every Friday night.
On the Hawaiian Islands. If nothing more than like online betting against, you know, sports and that kind of thing.
Find your local chicken fight it.
Right. Coming up, we have more on this surprisingly libertarian standpoint coming from the UFC. We've got a number 2 story, and we'll find out if we got a double flush coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition. It's Free Talk Live. Don't go anywhere.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
You can help more people hear the message of liberty by joining Free Talk Live's AMPS program on Patreon for as little as $5 a month. And you'll get access to special perks. Visit amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com.
Yes.
And we're back.
I almost forgot what day it was.
It started with a yes. I was like, what's going on? Yes, we're back.
Yes.
And we're back.
Yes, we are back.
I was just shouting out a great band.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now?
That's my cover for my language, you know, not language, but...
faux pas? Yeah.
My vocabulary. Like
Wall of Voodoo.
Well, so on Saturdays, when we kind of like, yes, it is Free Talk Live, right? Okay. But then like on Sundays, we do the And We're Back. And well, just for a second there, I forgot what day it was.
He's back on Saturday.
I was just here yesterday.
He just remembered that Sunday is actually the best day of the week.
Just remembered. Member Barry.
Is it the beginning of the week or is it the end of the week?
It is the beginning of the end of the beginning of the week.
It's the end of the beginning.
All right.
Of the beginning of the end.
Okay.
Yes. Of the week.
You ever see calendars that start on Monday?
Yes.
Like, I don't understand.
It's arbitrary, man.
Yeah.
Like when they went to the Gregorian calendar, they just went, okay, we're just going to like skip some days so we can catch up to them, and then we're all good.
Right. I thought, leap year, throw that in there.
I thought the Gregorian calendar was only for guys named Greg.
Maybe.
Okay. I think it started that way.
All right, very well.
Either way, it's arbitrary. Just like time zones, you picked a start and then you just lived with it for the rest of your entire existence.
So wait.
13
if
months,
the calendar is
days.
Arbitrary, I can just be like, hey, Happy New Year's Eve, everybody.
You absolutely could.
Yeah.
Like tomorrow starts the new year.
And this would be the captain's calendar.
Yeah.
The captain's
start date, captain's calendar.
Yeah. New
one
year.
One.
Yeah.
In the year one.
Yeah.
Right.
Or do you have to start with zero?
You do what you want. There's or, no zero.
It's
on the
arbitrary.
There's no zero on the Gregorian calendar.
Can I do like,
it went from like negative one to one.
So this will
there's no year zero.
This will resonate with some older people. If you're over 45 or even 40, if you've ever had a checkbook. Right.
Yeah.
So when you go to order checks, it used to be that people would not take your check if your check number
was too low.
So if you're in the hundreds,
right.
You just got a new. They're like, no, sorry, we can't take that. And so eventually, people got smart, and when they'd open a new bank account, they're like, "Can you start my checks in the 5,000 range?" And they're like, "Sure." And so that sort of was a workaround for people not taking your checks. So anyway,
start where you want.
Start where you want. It's arbitrary.
Yeah.
Numbers.
It's New Year's Eve.
But if you want people to follow it, then you got to be consistent for like thousands of years.
Right. Okay. I'll work on that.
Okay.
Get going on that.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I just want to play this clip again from, what's his name?
Renato Moicano.
That's Thank you.
And he won a thing at the UFC, and then he
beat someone up for money.
But they're not going to give me. Because somebody asked it, they say, hey, this is Disney, you cannot curse. So, I'm not going to do my speech, but first of all, I love America. I love the Constitution. I love the First Amendment. I want to carry and own us. I love private property. And let me tell you something. If you care about your country, read Ludwig von Mises and the Six Lessons of the Austrian Economic School.
It's just so great.
Mother FCCers.
It's just like, he's out of breath, right? And he's just using his platform for good
he's got like
or
a,
for awesome.
Right. You have 1 minute after your win. What are you going to say?
Yeah.
And that's what he says.
And he even says, he's like, I'm not going to say my speech.
Right.
Instead, I just want to say this.
Right. Because he's in America.
Right.
He's trying to wake people up.
All right. So we played that in the first segment of the show. I just wanted to replay it for people who are just tuning in. And then there's this other guy, Dana White.
Well, before you go on,
okay.
Since he mentioned it, and I was able to find this really quickly, the six lessons he references is the book Economic Policy by Ludwig von Mises.
Nice.
So if you want to know what those six lessons are, get the book.
Yeah. Go to the Von Mises Institute.
And it's free there. There's a link.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
So he's a UFC fighter.
So, he's a UFC fighter. He won his match, and he gave that for his... post-win, Joe Rogan sticks a mic in front of his face. He's still in the ring. Like, he hasn't gone and showered and, has come out to a formal press conference. This is like...
He's still sweating.
Immediately
and
after the fight. And so then, sometime later, Dana White, who is...
Not sometime later.
No, this was...
What he's about to play is well ahead, months ago.
Yeah, this is earlier, but it shows a pattern of UFC fighters who don't... are not woke? What would the
or freedom oriented?
Freedom,
they are.
Yeah. There's like it's a freedom sport. They don't bow down. So this is Dana White, who is the president of UFC.
UFC. Yes. All right. And
at a press conference.
Here's what he had to say.
Dana, if I get you over here, Sean Strickland, the story of the week, maybe the story of the last year, 14 months. There was a bit of a scuffle earlier this week. Some comments he made, some offensive comments, caused some public backlash, but I don't, and I know you're not in the policy of policing your fighter speech, but was there any discussion with UFC, ESPN, Bud Light, any sponsors about like how to kind of handle this situation?
Zero.
You obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash? Free speech. Control what people say. Going to tell people what to believe. Going to tell people I don't fucking tell anyone.
Dump it.
Oh, I knew it was dangerous. I knew it was dangerous. I tried to remember where it was before he said that, but, you know, all right. At any rate.
So he's basically shutting down a reporter.
I like what he's like. I'm not giving anyone a leash. A leash?
Right, on free speech?
Yeah, like, I don't tell anybody what to believe or what to think.
Yeah.
Right? And that should be the default position of everyone, everywhere, all of the time, in my opinion.
And he's saying that to a reporter who's on a leash, probably from his newspaper or media outlet.
Well, the reporter's trying to create clickbait, right? He's trying to bait him into saying something about... You know, so that's all approved by the, or we had to talk about it and the dude's just like, no, why would I? Why would he try and police any of his fighters' speech? I don't understand why the interviewer even is asking that question.
Well, because in other organizations they do, right? But football interviews, baseball interviews, basketball interviews.
Yeah, just don't diss the sponsor.
Yeah, just don't diss the sponsor. Right. You get in trouble if you diss the sponsor.
Yeah. Outside the sponsor, everything's fair game.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, he doesn't... It's also not that he protects them either, right? There are natural consequences to saying certain things.
Right.
Right? That you might endure elsewhere.
Right. And he's
you
not...
You may lose a sponsor...
Right.
...by because saying of, certain... Because of this.
Right.
But that's your money, man.
Bud Light.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But he's also not... He's not sticking up for his fighters.
Well, he's not saying that he agrees with anything any of his fighters say. He's just saying, on a leash? Why should I put anyone on? What do you mean on a leash? Like, you know, and that should be the default position of anybody who loves freedom. Freedom of speech is important because, first of all, who gets to decide what is good speech?
Mm.
Versus bad speech,
the community,
right?
Oh,
no. I'm just asking the question, and then like,
sorry for answering.
How do you know? How does anybody know what you know? So you have to allow all of the speech in order for you to have an opinion on whether something is bad, right? And it's the unpopular opinions that need the most protection.
Hmm. It's
right?
Like
that is true.
It's like regulating food.
Every
like,
new
what's good.
Every new technology that has ever been unleashed on humankind has been met with division, with fear, right? When the telegraph was invented, right? People were afraid. What do I need a telegraph for? Oh, you guys are, I can just write a letter and give it to the Pony Express guy, right? You know, it's met with all this kind of stuff. And people who support the telegraph, well, you're just anti-Pony Express.
Right.
Right? And so if those people got to say that, like, talk of the telegraph is hate speech.
Right. Then the telephone came along. Like, we're going to put all those telegraph operators out of business.
So in order for humankind to evolve, freedom of speech is a must.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Sure.
In my opinion, too.
Tempered by private property rights.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I mean, if I go on your property and I start cussing up a storm, you're like, Captain, can you cut out the cussing?
Well, let me see
if I can. I'd be like, sure.
Yeah, bring a dump button next time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to pull up an article that I recently came across.
While you do that, I want to tell you, the last time I spoke to Ian Freeman, because they've moved him now from the county facility into a federal facility, I got to speak to him one time before they moved him. And so I've got him on, like, speakerphone because we're trying to do some tech stuff for the show. And he goes, hang on a minute. And I go, okay. And I hear this. It sounds like the dump button. It's like a flush, right? And like apparently he was taking a crap while he was talking to me. And I go, you know, at first I was just not going to say anything because, you know, I know what a prison cell looks like. It's just a bed with a toilet next to it, right? And I wasn't going
to
say anything.
With a toilet next to
it. I wasn't going to say anything. And then I go, hey, you know what? That reminded me of the dump button. And he laughed. He was like, oh, yeah, it really did.
So this headline came up throughout the week. Berkeley students disrupt a dinner at law dean's home, accused law professor of assault. So there was like a postgraduate graduation dinner at the dean's house, private property, right? And she got up and started protesting the Palestinian Israel thing.
Okay.
Inappropriately, right? And was like asked to leave.
Inappropriately?
Well, what is
a private residence?
Protest.
Well, yeah.
One of the students started doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, the entire graduating class comes to the dean's house for dinner.
Oh, okay.
Which is apparently a tradition at Berkeley.
Sure.
And she chose that moment to start a protest.
Okay.
Like, right. Get up and disrupt the dinner to get her political views out.
Okay. Right?
At a private residence.
At a private residence.
And so did somebody go, hey, don't do that here?
The dean.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the private residence.
That's the private residence.
Yeah.
So it's not free speech absolutism, right? It's free speech tempered by private property rights.
Sure. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Yeah. That's my point.
Okay. Good point. Well argued.
All right.
All right. So at any rate, it's...
Can we continue with that interview?
No, actually.
Maybe sadly, at the break.
One dump per show.
Sadly, in fact, I'm going to close these tabs so I don't accidentally...
Unless you can do it multiple times during the, you know, during breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tremendous a punch back to the media.
It's the captain's log.
It's the captain's log.
Wow.
We got 15 minutes before we get to the number two story.
I were more of a writer, I would have started the captain's blog.
Okay.
There was a blog platform. It wasn't Blogspot. It was one of the early ones.
Blogger.
Maybe.
Okay.
Where like you might even like it might still exist somewhere.
Tumblr.
MySpace.
There might be something that you know, it was called the captain's blog somewhere. I might not have deleted all of the remnants of it.
No.
But like I just took I don't even remember the first thing I wrote. It was something very benign and
test,
you know,
1, 2, 3. Is this working?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Hello,
but,
world.
But the idea, I got the idea from Lamb of God, the metal band, because when they were doing their blog, or when they started their blog, it was just called Lamb of Blog, but all in their font.
Oh,
right,
nice.
You know, so I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And then it occurred to me that I could start the captain's blog, but I'm just not much of a writer these days. I'm like, I write lyrics for songs or rewrite lyrics for songs if I'm doing parody. But like, I'm not writing articles. I'm not for long form writing much. You know, I do some journaling, but that's for like my mental health.
Just use AI to transcribe what you're speaking out loud, and then post that as a transcript.
Yeah, but then I'm talking to myself, and that seems even more weird than I already am.
You could send the notes in for the show, and the AI could be in your chair.
Like, I had an early version of Dragon, the speech.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, the speech.
It was terrible.
It was. You
garbage.
You had to speak like this in order for it to get. You had to, like, super over-enunciate all of your consonants.
Bought it, paid for it, went, nope, not going to write any college papers like this. Went back to typing.
Yeah. So where the heck were we?
I remember my son had he wrote something like 4 or 5 pages
for a
report, and he says, "Can you type this up for me?" I'm like, "No, I'm going to read it into my email and let it type it for me."
So anyway, Renato, what's his
name? Renato Moicano.
Moicano.
Renato Money Moicano.
His
nickname is Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking for his paycheck in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Nice.
Fitting.
And he won. Hopefully he won on Friday and not Saturday.
No, the fights were Saturday.
Oh. So he won on the dip.
Okay.
Last night?
I don't think he got his paycheck yet, but you know.
Well,
he asked for it like via Twitter.
Maybe they bought on the dip and they're going to pay him.
Could be.
In 2
They'll
weeks.
Just go through like a Bitwage or one of those companies.
If they do it at all. He asked for it. They didn't even agree to
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. But even if they don't, it's not that difficult. Yeah. Like, he can figure out how to do it.
I mean, if he's reading Ludwig von Mises, he's converting part of that paycheck, especially if he got a bonus.
Yeah.
He's converting some of it to Bitcoin.
You would hope.
He should monetize that video on YouTube.
He wasn't going to get a bonus because of his cussing, but they bumped up the bonuses for fighter pay to like 300 grand per bonus.
I'm probably not getting a bonus either because of that guy's cussing.
Yeah. Okay.
you're losing money tonight, Captain.
I'll throw my stipend into the swear jar.
All right.
Wear the crown.
Sorry, FCC.
It wasn't even him, but he was warned.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Dana White cusses a lot.
All right. So what were we going to talk about next? Oh, no.
The fight.
I remember. No. Wait. No,
that was it. We got into it, and that was the start of the show.
We had something. I was going to segue that into something else somehow.
Oh.
And then
Ridley,
you know,
called, and
okay, all right, well, so one of the things that I am a proponent of when it comes to free speech is, of course, music, art.
Right? Okay,
these things need not be regulated by anybody for any reason, right? I can't imagine. Like, people themselves will decide what's in good taste and what isn't. You know, culture will help us define all of these things.
Right? I want to know which one you're segueing into before I make a joke.
This from news.sky.com. Chechnya.
Oh, different one.
Bans music.
All right.
That is too fast or too slow.
It's like the Goldilocks of music presidents.
Chechnya only likes music at a medium pace.
120 oh, my beats goodness. Per minute. That's
Don't
it.
Play that song either.
At a medium pace.
My buddy did that song at karaoke once and literally had food thrown at him for the lyrics and had at least one person like walk up to the screen to make sure that this was a real thing. Like he wasn't just, I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's the real song. Continue to pelt them with food, everybody.
Because some of the karaoke places will have the screen in front where the singer can see it, the teleprompter.
But, no one else
but no they'll one else. Also have a screen, like a big screen, like a projector screen behind where the rest of the audience can also read along with the lyrics.
Yeah. No, this was a small event and the only screen was in front of him and the microphone.
Like Footloose, the movie, taught us that you shouldn't ban dancing, right?
Only for white people.
White people.
Or anybody within 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But apparently Chechnya bans music that is too fast or too slow. Now, like, I remember, like, the PMRC... Right, back in the 80s, they're trying
Tipper
to like
Gore.
Yeah, Tipper Gore. They're trying to ban heavy metal and all that stuff. They were talking
what
about
what a mistake that was.
And Cyndi Lauper, didn't they ban her?
They tried to ban a bunch of stuff and none of it worked. Yeah. But there were talks about them like maybe we should only go after really fast music because speed metal and thrash metal were sort of death metal. Like those are all the hot topics for
the
them.
Satan metal.
Yeah.
But they of course didn't succeed, thankfully. But it's weird.
Well, here's what they did succeed because of that parental advisory sticker. I knew which albums to buy.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
The only thing they succeeded at was, actually increasing record sales for those people with cuss words in their lyrics.
I once asked for a CD that didn't have it, and my mom went, "You sure you want this one?"
Your mom sounds cooler than mine.
She was.
So it
still is.
It seems weird to me that they would ban music that's too fast or too slow, that they want just the right pace.
The right pace.
Like, who decides what the right pace of music
is? The president of Chechnya.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Get what you vote for.
The Russian...
My kids are driving me crazy. Someone slow this music down. But not too slow. Don't need them doing the sexy
what's
time.
What's the Russian dance where they fold their arms over and they do the leg kicks what's that called?
I don't know.
I don't know either. The Russian Republic is said to have ruled that all music should, quote, correspond to a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute.
Wow, 120 is too fast.
Yeah, I'm like...
What does that correlate to? Like, what music is between 80 and 116? I'm not a musician. I'm not a music guy.
Wow.
Well, it depends if you're getting the half beat or the quarter beat.
Many forms of music would...
Way to complicate the question.
Many forms of music would run in that range. Like, I think...
Like pop music?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of rock, a bunch of metal.
Okay, like, so you can listen to Taylor Swift?
Some. As long as it's not too fast.
I don't know her
too
music.
Slow.
All right.
Right? Like even like thrash metal bands have an occasional
song. But you couldn't go to Zumba
or whatever, right?
Because Zumba's too fast for the exercise.
Yeah, I think all of that like workout
Techno.
Stuff.
Okay.
Like spin class, like music's too fast, right? All of the aerobics type stuff.
Okay.
Right? Where they're like playing the fast beat music to keep your heart rate up, to keep
we
you going.
We got the beat, the beat.
I don't know what the beat. Okay. There is an app though, like if a song is playing, you can just put your phone up to, you know, the speaker
Shazam.
That's around you, and it'll tell you the BPM.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not Shazam.
No,
Shazam's an integrated.
I can't remember what it is. A drummer friend of mine uses it.
Okay.
Because
SoundHound?
Yeah, maybe.
But rumor has it by Adele is 120 beats per minute.
Right. And like
Tragedy by the Bee Gees. Come on.
I think like when I'm using a click track or my drum machine, like I start out at like 140. You know, somewhere between 120 and 140. So,
so where does the Eleutheromania LP fall?
I don't actually know what the BPM
of
any of those songs are. I should.
I thought it was an easy answer.
But, you know, I set it once in the software, and then I'm like, yep, that's right. And then I just forget. You know, if it feels right, I'm like, yep, that's it.
All right.
You know?
Well, the magic rectangle says 120 beats per minute is the most common tempo in all of music, and is considered allegro, brisk, and lively. It's a little
fast,
but not too much. Anything anything fast would be 135 and above.
So like that.
So he's tempered it even below that at 116.
Yeah, so I don't think he what 116 is the max.
80 to 116.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 80 to
116. So that upbeat song, that ain't nothing gonna break my stride, right? That's too fast.
Okay.
That's 120 or above.
All right. Right.
Ain't nobody gonna break my stride.
Slow it down. Yeah, just pitch shift it.
Pitch shift it down.
Get it on
get
YouTube
on Chechenian radio. Number one on Chechenian radio.
And they say this means all Western rave and techno music will be banned.
There you go. So he just wants traditional Chechenian music.
Mm-hmm.
We play it slow in my
country.
But
not that slow stuff.
Yeah.
Not too slow.
In Soviet Russia, music censors you.
No dancing either.
Chechnya has reportedly banned music that is too fast or too slow. The Russian Republic said, we already covered that part, its culture ministry made the announcement.
Wow.
They have a culture ministry.
The Ministry of Culture.
That's the Minister of Culture.
Made the announcement in a statement earlier this week, according to the Moscow Times. The new standard of music is relatively slow. New standard of music is relatively slow compared to a lot of modern-day pop music and would rule out a number of Western genres from being played publicly in the conservative Islamic society.
As long as they can play both types, country and Western.
Mm. No K-pop allowed in Chechnya.
Yeah, no baby metal.
That's okay, too.
No baby metal. I really hate baby metal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're
what's baby metal?
They were endorsed by Rob Zombie, so I'm like, oh, it's finally
me. Is it a band called Baby Metal?
Yeah, it's annoying.
We'll talk about it at the break.
Yeah, we'll play some at the break.
Let's not. You'll be we did.
Okay.
All right. You don't want to hear the baby metal.
The Republic's leader, Ramzan Kadyrov, I'm probably butchering his name, or saying it too slow.
Too fast.
Instructed Culture Minister Musa Dadyev to make Chechen music, quote, conform to the Chechenian mentality. The Moscow Times said.
My mentality.
But not too slow.
Make everyone conform to my mentality is the translation there.
Yeah.
Yes. Borrowing musical culture from other peoples is inadmissible, he also said. The ban was reportedly announced following a meeting between the Republic's ministry and local and regional artists.
Oh, they're on the payroll,
I can't imagine artists going, yeah, this is a good idea.
I mean, you got to put a gun to their head and then
if they're on the payroll, they're
slow
saying, yes,
music
sir,
down
yes.
or gulag, your choice.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. This is even worse.
Oh.
Artists are said to have been given until June 1st to rewrite music that does not meet the criteria. And if their music is not reworked, they won't be allowed to perform it in public.
Wow. It reminds me of the movie Amadeus. The king was, I forget exactly how it goes, but Mozart was doing this symphony with a theater group. And the king said, there's too many notes in that. And he had to strip it all away, and it was just stupid.
603-283-6160. How would you handle music that's too fast or too slow being banned?
If you're in Chechnya, give us a call.
If you're anywhere. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Tired of the ever-inflating U.S. dollar? You can live your life on Dash instead with some handy websites. Bitrefill.com has been accepting Dash for years and has a ton of big-name retailers and brands, including grocers, gas stations, phone refills, Amazon, and even prepaid MasterCards. Plus, many of their gift cards are available at a discount. But what about paying your bills? Spritz.finance can do that, and they can send dollars to your bank account in case you still need those for some reason. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol, and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org.
Free Talk Live.
Yes.
And we're back. Is that a vibrato? Is that what that effect is called?
Staccato.
It's like, yeah, that's what, and then that's what vibrato does on the, yeah.
Tomo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, says Steve Classic. Wow. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to join the conversation in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project with a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org.
Just co-host the show.
Yeah. So
and then bet it with a caller.
A caller?
Two callers.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it? No, oh, no, it's you and
I've
and
only
one
got
caller,
one bet.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Never mind.
Someone
Ricky,
else betting?
Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Yeah. So speaking of callers that we never summoned, this is Schroeder calling from his mom's basement. You're on Free Talk Live.
How can you guys on one hand talk about the importance of free speech and the expression of unpopular opinion and censor your boy? The evolutionary capitalist.
No, you've never been censored on this show.
Well, because I also tempered it with private property, right? You missed that part, but I did temper it.
But you called this show Free Talk Live.
It's still private property.
It's still private property.
Thank you.
Oh, have a great day.
Okay, bye.
call back another time.
All right. Mm-hmm. One call per day. So,
oh, okay. That's what I said, another time. In the future.
Another day in time.
Another day.
In the past, so I don't have to live through it again.
One of the least painful calls he's ever had. 603-283-6160. We've been talking about, or starting to talk about, this article from Sky News where apparently Chechnya has banned music that is either too fast or too slow, meaning that they've ruled all music should have a tempo of 80 to 116 beats per minute. Most rock and roll, we've determined
120 is the generally most popular.
The most popular?
Yeah.
The most appealing to the human ear?
I think it's what, is it Staying Alive by the Bee Gees is kind of like your heart rate.
Yeah,
or
that's
the CPR.
That's the CPR one. CPR,
well, you can tell by the way I use my watch.
You're a woman's man.
No time to talk.
Actually, no, we've got a couple more hours to go. So
Plenty of time to talk. Here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. So, what are you talking Free Talk Live? What are you talking about, Free Talk? Property rights, bud.
Oh, my gosh. Before we go on talking about this, let's go over here to Gigi. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Gigi.
Captain, hello. Good evening, gentlemen. If you were the author of Captain's blog, I'd be your biggest fan.
Aww.
Now you have to write it.
I would say, somebody beam me up to that captain.
Oh, hey now.
Well, thank you very much.
This is what I expected more of when I started hosting the show. It never happened for me.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry, Gigi. Go ahead.
I have an opinion about something, a current event, that is troublesome to me. It is only my opinion. Any listener is free to disagree. Of course, that is the basis of this wonderful program.
All right. So,
pardon me for coughing.
No, it's all right. What is your view?
In my opinion, I feel that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has wanted this incident to take place for a very, very long time.
Which incident is this?
Draw in the United States as well as European powers in order to, at some future point in time, launch a military strike against Iran. I feel it coming. I could be wrong. It is just my opinion.
All right,
so fill people in. What's the incident that you're referring to that he wanted?
I am referring to Iran striking Israel from Iranian soil with missiles rockets,
and drones.
Drones.
If you haven't finished listening, Richie, to last night's program, we talked a bit about it during, I think, the first hour.
My husband and I listened on the computer because
I will, and I know, but you can't bury the lead like that.
No, I get it.
I'm sorry?
Okay. I get it. So the other
I'm chastising the captain.
Yeah, it's fine. The other thing that I want
to... You're not allowed to chastise my captain.
Richie has a lot of programming to catch up with.
Yeah,
so
I'll sick Gigi on behind. You, Richie, Rich.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is about Netanyahu is, first of all, he's a warmonger. He's a warmonger. And also, like, his last name contains Yahoo. He is a Yahoo.
Oh, good boy.
A war Yahoo.
I tell my husband that.
Emphasis, like, you know, how you put emphasis on different syllables, different words, or whatever.
Yes.
The emphasis on him is Netanyahu. Or perhaps even Yehu.
Or who.
I think he's a very dangerous individual.
Mm-hmm.
Most politicians are.
Yeah.
And on
it's the seat of power, man.
I have Ian's new address and sent him a new letter.
Nice. I don't even have his new address. That's awesome.
I'm one step ahead of you, Captain.
Yeah. Sent him the capital L.
I'm waiting on Ian's secretary, also known as Bonnie, his wife. She's actually she's given a talk somewhere this weekend.
He actually only knew the name of the facility he was transferred to,
yep.
And my husband's legal assistant looked it up on the computer for me with the proper heading for writing to inmates. So I've already taken care of that.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for doing that for Ian. I'm sure he appreciates.
Oh, we feel very strongly about that. I mean my husband and I.
Sure. Well,
you always rub that in after you praise the captain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, rubbing is a good thing.
All right.
I said rub it in, not rub it out.
This is supposed to be a family-rated program, gentlemen.
Well, Free Talk Live is the most rated talk radio show in the U.S., so we've been rated more than most.
And it's one of the most wonderful programs because it reinforces something I believe very strongly in academically, legally, and personally. Everybody has a right to his or her opinion. Even Mr. Olson from New Mexico.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
I'm so jealous that the captain has a stalker.
Yeah. You should be jealous of that.
She was talking about his hard drives a few months ago.
How big and clunky they are. It or they. They are.
They are.
We need they.
I only have one hard drive.
Hey, it's 2024. They is singular.
They is singular.
Somehow it didn't catch on, but like when the whole like the pronoun thing was getting pretty big.
The whole thing.
I was like, okay, I took some time to think about it and I thought, okay, well, if somebody ever asks me what my preferred pronoun is, it's mofo.
Yep.
No. Mine is was and were.
Oh, okay.
What's yours? Was, were.
Rich.
Okay.
Just use the proper noun. How hard is that?
Yeah, but I guess it is both pro because you're a professional. You do radio, so yeah. Okay, there we go.
Pronoun.
Proper noun solves everything.
Professional noun.
So back to this bit about Chechnya banning music that is too fast or too slow.
They're going to ban food that's too hot or too cold.
Right, yeah.
What's next? I mean, really.
Beds that are too hard or too soft. Exactly.
We're going to ban sunlight that's too bright or too dark.
Yeah.
Like, what? Huh? Sorry, how does that work?
Right after the eclipse, too.
Yep.
It's said that they've given artists until June 1st to rewrite the music that doesn't meet the new criteria. And if their music is not reworked, they will not be allowed to perform in public.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, so what is that? Go ahead.
They got to re-record their albums?
That's what my question was, yeah.
That's what they're saying, rework all of their songs.
Live performance.
Well, if you're an older band or older act, right, you have several studio albums, likely.
Right.
Right, you can't perform those songs unless you rewrite them.
You got
a slow
song, you got to speed it up.
Or you can only perform them if you slow them down to this.
So you can release the album at whatever BPM you want.
I'm just saying the album for an artist like you've described has already been released. So let's say you've been around for 10 years, you've put out 2-3 albums already. And so now all of a sudden this law kicks in. How do you perform your back catalog live?
Right.
The only way to do so is
rework
to rework the live performance to be within the beats per minute, which I, of course, would not do. I would get up on stage and I would perform the music at its written BPM.
Okay.
In fact, I might even try to perform it faster. Now, I'm probably going to get arrested.
You don't have the same rights in Chechnya as
right,
you do.
I totally understand. But, like, right. just
this
as
This is the
a
hill
protest,
you're willing to die on.
Yeah. Yes. As okay. a protest.
There's the
man.
Government guy with the beats per minute in the back, like, oh, he's playing too fast. Shut him down.
Do you
down.
Guys remember a punk band out of Russia called Pussy Riot?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
they're frequently in jail.
I would expect like that type of a reaction from at least rock artists.
Okay.
In Chechnya, if there are any, I don't even know. Like,
all
right. I'm not familiar with any bands out of Chechnya.
Hmm.
So I, you know, it's not my what do you call it? My stomping grounds.
Forte.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Yeah. But also, it let's see, would ban all Western rave and techno music. Chechnya has been a vocal supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I don't know why they had to throw that in there. It also
Ukraine music good.
Propaganda.
It also yes. is seeing a wave of, like, this is just now trying to bend it to, like, a lefty perspective, I guess.
Does it say anything about climate change in there? Maybe it's...
It says Chechnya has been a vocal supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, unrelated to anything in this, you know, news. Yeah. Then it says it has also seen a wave of anti-LGBTQ+ violence in recent years, including reports of anti-gay purges that the UN described as acts of persecution and violence on an unprecedented scale.
Must be that fast music.
Yeah.
Just trying to push them back into the closet.
See, it's the fast music that's doing it.
Like,
ban it.
No, it has nothing to do with any of this.
Who wrote that? Sky News.
Sky News.
They're reporting it.
Yeah, they're reporting it. The article was written by Kieran Williams, news reporter. They should put news reporter at
news
the
reporter,
end of,
AI.
Of, they couldn't just put by Kieran Williams, and then we would infer that they were a
that
news
that person
reporter.
Wrote it, right. Yeah. Right. News reporter.
I'm a broadcast journalist.
Can you imagine, right? You're like, who are you? I'm Richie Rich, broadcast journalist.
Broadcast
like, that's how you introduce yourself to everybody.
Just so you know.
I'm Captain Kickass, radio host.
Yeah.
Right, and broadcast journalist.
Do you know how many, like, radio host, musician, parody, like, it'd be as long as my name actually
title,
is already.
Yeah.
You could start adding positions, like, at the end of your name.
Captain's business card is a full 8.5 by 11.
It's two business cards. It's a fold over.
It's a business card size when I hand it to you, but it folds out like the old
scroll,
Playboy, you
like
know,
scroll.
The centerfold, whatever.
It turns out that deck of cards he gave me was just multiple business cards.
It's actually just one business card, but you got to read through 52 of them to get through all my names and lists of things that I do. No, there's certain things I don't want on my business card. I don't want people knowing. Like, if you put tech support on your business card, you are effed.
Oh, yeah.
You are effed.
You're going to get called every time someone needs to update their computer.
At the weirdest times about the like stuff that you don't even know about. Like, I even know people who, like, are software programmers, right?
Yeah.
Software. It doesn't mean they know about hardware. It doesn't mean they know about electricity. They're not an engineer, right? You know what I mean? As far as, like, a mechanical engineer or an electrical engineer. But, like, they'll get calls for things like, hey, man, like, I can't connect my phone to my Bluetooth in my car.
Yeah.
It's like, well, why are you calling a software developer?
Right.
Right? Call tech support. Yeah.
I once helped my mom put together, like, one of those store-bought cabinets, and she was surprised that I could do it.
Like an IKEA?
Yeah, whatever. You know,
those are the worst.
Whatever. I don't remember.
Souder woodworking.
She went, everything I own is made of particle board.
Yeah.
Right.
But, like, she was surprised. She's like, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't tell you. Because that way you always ask the brothers.
Right.
Right. They do it. And I played video games. Like, this is the dynamic. But they weren't here and you needed help. And I stepped in.
One of the banes of my existence in my youth is that I am older than the VCR. Now, a lot of young people are like, what the hell's a VCR? It's a video playing machine.
That always blinks 12 o'clock.
Oh, and so one day I fixed in front of people, right, family members, I fixed it because I opened the frickin' manual and read the how to set the clock thing,
right?
I pressed a couple of buttons and all of a sudden it was no longer flashing 12,
time.
Right? Yeah. Which is everybody's complaint about VCRs when they don't open the manual and figure out how to set the clock. So I set the clock on the VCR one time, and then it was like I went on tour, right? They're bringing me over to they're bringing me over to Uncle Charlie's house. I'm going to Grandma and Grandpa's. Oh, let's go down the street to the neighbors we've never met before. Yeah. Oh, hey, he fixed our 12. Yours is flashing 12. All of a sudden, I was the fix the flashing 12 guy.
You could add a newspaper ad that says VCR blinking 12 o'clock. Call Captain.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for any of that.
Yeah, that's where you made a mistake.
Yeah. I might have got a cookie or something. Okay. I don't know,
dinner.
That's why you got to read the 6 lessons of the Austrian school. So you monetize your work.
You know, I was young, dude. I was like 5 or 6 years old. Like, I probably, okay. I didn't even know what the hell
a cookie is probably a good payout.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I probably was like, there was probably a minute, like the first 2 that I fixed. I'm probably like, yeah, I'll fix the 12. And then by like the 10th one, I was like, screw you and your 12. No, sorry. I don't know how to work that model. Yeah. No, without the manual, I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, manufacturing defect that always
crashes. I started coming up with excuses how not to fix stuff.
Oh, yours is Japanese? Forget it.
Which then, this is like the intro to my career in technology.
Okay.
Because I could read a manual, RTFM.
Mm-hmm. I remember my grandpa's first VCR, the remote was wired.
Yeah, those
wired.
Suck.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to plug it. He had to plug it in. It was like long enough so he could sit in his chair.
Nice.
We were reminiscing on this show, maybe even last night or last week, I don't remember, about Pong.
Oh, yeah.
OG video game, right? Yeah. Where like the paddles, right? Not the control, like kids today call them controllers.
Sure.
Right? But the early ones were called paddles.
Sure.
And they were wired.
Yeah.
So you had the console and it was maybe 6 feet. It wasn't very long. Right, you had to
you had to sit up close to the TV anyway because that thing wasn't high def.
Yeah, and generally on the floor with the coffee table pushed up near the TV.
Well, because the TV was on the floor.
Yeah,
so you got a new TV and then put it on.
But
top
the console
of
also had to be near the TV because the cable to run that you had to screw onto the back of the TV.
Right, channel 3 or channel 2.
Yeah, 2 or 3 or whatever to get your video game to come on. But all it had on it was one button on the side and a dial.
Yeah,
and you go like left, right, left, right. You would just dial back and forth to move your.
And the paddle went up or down.
Yep.
And the square ball went left and right.
Square ball, yeah. At different angles, sometimes 45. Boop. You know. Yeah, and that's the only sound.
Hours of enjoyment. Boop.
It had no.
Oh, of course,
it had no background music. You know, like a lot of video games now, when you're doing the next course or the next screen or whatever, it has exciting, upbeat. Probably banned in Chechnya music behind it, but not Pong. No, all it did was boop. That's it. That's all it did. So anyway, Chechnya, you're lame. That's all I have to say.
Get it together. Yeah. Get your stuff together, Chechnya.
People of Chechnya, rise up against this tyranny and bring back fast music and really slow music at the same time. You can still have the medium
on the same
music.
Album, even
right.
Just nothing between 80 and 116. Just to stick it to them.
There's a New Hampshire band that I like a lot. They're called Scissor Fight, and they're a doom thrash. I don't know. They have like several genres in their title, right? Doom, stoner, speed, right? Rock, you know, kind of a thing. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So they'd probably be banned in Chechnya too. But they do like, they'll do an upbeat song, but then they'll do a slow song, right? And then they'll do another upbeat song. So like they're kind of, you know.
Only emo music is allowed.
Ooh.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be like Metallica. You can only play acoustic versions, like you were saying.
Okay, so if we're talking about Metallica, then everything after the Black Album is fine. Everything before, or the Black Album and before, is too fast.
Okay.
Right. No, but if they were saying like, well, if you're
they could play the intro to Enter Sandman.
But if you're a heavy metal band playing in Chechnya, they may say you can only play on acoustic instruments.
Which Metallica has done. I was reminiscing about this earlier today, and of course earlier in this week too, where like Metallica came out on stage and sat down on folding chairs and busted out acoustic guitars and like Metallica's gonna blah blah blah. I can't say what they said because they cuss. They sit down and they do a slowed down acoustic version of one of their fastest songs called "The Four Horsemen."
Yeah, they'd be perfect in Chechnya.
Yeah, if they had to rework it for Chechnya, I think
they'd headline.
One of the few Metallica CDs that I actually own, and I don't own a lot because I'm not a metal guy, but it was. I think it was the Black Album. You might know more than me after I mentioned it, but it was them with like the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Oh yeah,
and that was just cool.
Yeah. There's also a band. I'm trying to think of what they're called now. They're called, I don't remember, but they cover all of the Metallica in this very symphonic way, and they got permission to cover the songs and that kind of thing.
So like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra way.
God, I can't remember.
I will say this though: once they screwed Napster, forget it. Like no more purchases, only down. So like anytime like some new file sharing thing comes out, or I get a new computer, it's like I'm downloading Metallica. Just to stick it to them. Not even going to listen to them.
Metallica discography.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They were the first ones to say like you
just download it and then delete it just for spite.
Just for spite. Yeah. I don't even listen to it, but I always download it just for spite.
Just to spite them. Yeah.
I'm still bitter.
Take a screenshot, post it on Metallica's Facebook page. Be like, ha-ha!
You'll never get money out of me.
Have you seen the meme of Lars? It's just a picture of him and his face, but he's like pointing at his head, right? Like he's got an idea, and it's like. Goes on crusade against music being illegally downloaded. Writes music no one wants to download. Right? Like right. He changed like right after that. That's hilarious. All right, so
screw those guys.
Yeah, screw those guys. Screw Chechnya's government.
Those guys too.
Screw
Let's send Metallica
government.
To Chechnya.
Nothing too fast. Nothing too slow.
Like you can't do a speed metal concert in Chechnya, right?
Just got to keep it under 116.
Then you're not speed metal.
And speed metal in Chechnya. It's like as fast as you can go.
Like, there's got to be a band who's going...
Oh, they'll figure out a way around it.
What if we only wrote songs at 116 BPM?
You just can't play it. You can't play it live. They
will
have
to be 115. They have to be a 115.
Okay, 115. Yeah, 115. Right, like just right up until the speed limit. Right, it's like the guy who does
drive one under the speed limit. Right,
yeah.
Be a rebel. Drive the speed limit.
The guy who drives 54.
Yeah. Right? I'm that guy. I always try to stay under the speed limit.
You block so much traffic, man.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Get
the
out of the
speed
way.
Limit. Speed limit is just a suggestion,
it's
people.
It's suggested, right.
5-0 is the real speed limit.
5-0 is the real speed limit.
5-0?
5-over.
Oh, 5-over.
Yeah, 7, maybe.
Yeah.
5 is pretty safe.
Just leave early, that's all.
I play it safe when, this I'm, is not when I'm breaking advice. The law, I play it safe.
Legal, it'll cost.
I'm conservative when I break the law. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live. Your calls and more still to come.
Eleutheromania, the insatiable desire for freedom.
Filibuster, holy stink.
It's the new three-song heavy metal EP from Captain Kickass. Available now on your favorite music app or get it directly from CaptainKickass.com.
Yes,
is that the new thing? We're doing the yes somewhere
else? Yes,
now?
Just yes, today.
Wherever you can find it.
Yes.
We're changing it up, right? Sundays are, we take it a little lighter here on Free Talk Live than we do on other days because a lot of the stuff we talk about is very, very serious.
Six nights a week. It's very, very serious.
Well, even on this night, we've had some very serious, we're talking about Iran bombing Israel, right? We're talking about.
That was
about,
just a caller called.
Still, we're talking about it, right? You know, like the topics we talk about are heavy. So it's important, we think, for us to take it a little lighter one day a week.
That's
on,
my point.
On Sundays.
Yeah.
So.
But if you call in, you want to discuss the serious stuff, like we're here for you.
Yeah. We might make some jokes about it. But
I'll definitely make some jokes about it. There was I don't know if I should say this, but I'm in like.
Wait, if you don't know, think about it for a minute.
Well, I've thought about it because I went to type it and I went, nope, not going to type it. But, you know, now that I have a live mic, let's say it. Someone was posting in like, you know, the Keen chat group, you know, looking for a place to go shooting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I almost typed like, have you tried the school?
No. Sorry, I better mute myself.
And I went, nope, that's not the group for that.
Yeah.
But it's funny.
Oh, man.
We do not endorse this type of behavior.
I know your sense of humor, and like, yeah, that's something Richie Rich would definitely come up with.
So if you're listening.
Oh, my gosh. So let's go right away to your calls and thoughts. We've got Ricky from the Commonwealth calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Steve. Brother Richie.
Good what up?
Evening. Richie, hello. I got to tell you, that was damn funny. Richie found it humorous. No doubt. But you know something else that ain't humorous? And that's this stuff in Chesnia. What the hell is wrong with these people? Do they got too much time on their hands or something?
Too much power, man. Like, that's... They're in control, and now they're controlling the minutia of how fast music can be.
Well, I was thinking. Now, Captain seems to be the authority on here, but I was thinking about Pink Floyd, The Wall. Would that not be like the perfect album for Chesnia?
Oh, I don't know. Some of that stuff.
Young Lust, maybe Young Lust might be a problem.
yeah, Run Like Hell, you know, the more rocking songs might, but like Comfortably Numb might be right in the pocket.
That would be, yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
yes, Comfortably Numb.
For example.
You know, the 50s are gone. You know, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, all that's gone.
Too fast.
You know.
I don't know if that was too fast.
Well, for Chechnya.
Buddy Holly was fast.
Yeah, stuff, all that. All that, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless they slow it down.
You know, sounding like I'm looking for someone to love as an example. That's moving.
What's the, I'm thinking of the Weird Al song. It's an original of his. It's basically a breakup song. It's like, I'd rather, you know, stuff my eye or poke myself in the eye with a hot poker than to spend one more minute with you. Right? Like, I think that song is slow enough. It might be under 120, but I'm not sure.
What would their problem be with too slow? We've talked about too fast.
That's gone. Yeah. And actually, that's pretty good because I can't stand Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Lawrence Welk be too slow.
What?
You know that?
You're right, Richie. What? Okay, only from my experience with the PMRC and what they tried to do with heavy metal, can I see where somebody might have an issue with, like, you know, speed metal, thrash metal, death metal, any of these versions of metal.
Right.
But I don't get where too slow comes
79
in.
79 beats per minute.
Right.
Just,
I mean,
you know, pick up the pace, people.
A committee is going to be keeping track of all this.
Well, and like, well, of course,
it's a government program. There will absolutely be a committee.
They're
going to
form a bureau of music speed or something, you know, crappy like that. And then, but what about like slow dancing? Right.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I wonder if there'll be fines. I mean, how many people do you think are going to protest this?
Hopefully, all of them.
Yeah, hopefully, all of them. I think the presumption is going to be none because they're already accustomed to that level of control, right? There's a cultural ministry already in existence.
Yeah, that sucks.
And this is like another thing added to their purview.
A cultural ministry.
Can you imagine if the U.S. government developed a Department of Culture?
Well, they launched the Ministry of Truth during COVID.
Yeah.
And then walked it back.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's testing the waters.
But,
man.
I mean, culture is a pretty broad term. Right.
Well, Chechen culture is probably more concise than American culture.
Right. Okay. Small so country, then the U.S. would launch the Bureau of Art.
I don't know.
I'm just spitballing here.
Does anybody remember the Mies Commission back from the 80s? Just to bring back some old nightmares.
The Mies Commission.
Nope.
Ed Mies.
Yes.
Okay.
I do not.
That's
know.
When all this stuff started with when you were talking about. I think that was the earliest beginnings with the parental stuff and all that stuff on music. You know what bothers me? I go out and buy a TV, you know, and I got to pay for a V-chip in there that nobody uses and all this garbage.
Okay.
Shouldn't I get, like, my...
At least in England, you don't have to buy a license.
Without it?
Wait, I'm sorry. Huh? Richie cut you off. What was your question?
Well, when I go... My thing always bothered me. Is personally
the V-chip.
Now, what was like your question?
TV,
you just asked a question.
No, if I buy a TV or I buy whatever device it is, it's got all this parental stuff in it.
Yeah.
What if I don't want it? Shouldn't I get a deduction in price?
No.
So I think it's probably like trying to buy a car without seatbelts.
Yeah, that's not.
Well, wait a minute. How about
it works.
How about better parenting? Turn the damn thing off.
You can't legislate morality.
Well, they do.
Why not?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Try in Chechnya, I guess.
I think you would have to sign the release waiver of liability in order to have a TV without parental controls, much like the waiver you sign when you go and try and ride the mechanical bull.
I mean, I'm less concerned about parental controls because you just don't touch
them. Don't turn them on, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, I bought a phone. My phone has the capability. I'm not using it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Like but you know what?
I've got a smart TV that's not connected to the internet. Right. It's I don't get any of those ads because I never connected it. So what?
Well, you know what my favorite one is? It probably had to be NYPD Blue, which is a favorite show of mine. It's back when I watched TV. And I remember it was the lady detective, I forget her character name. It was right at the beginning of the show. And it shows her taking a shower, you know. She drops a towel, the whole thing. And then she comes out, she puts a towel around her. And her kid comes out, she drops the towel, you know. And they got some ridiculous fine. That might be worth looking up. It was like the highest fine the FCC ever gave in history.
Did they show the naked butt?
Was? It was worth it. Huh?
Did they show the naked butt?
They did, yeah.
Okay.
Now, they tried to say that they tried to say that there was, am I allowed to say a vagina?
You just did.
Okay, great. We can say, you never know.
Great.
I've been on for years.
As long as it's clinical and doesn't appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Right.
Well, I just to be on the safe side, I hit this thing frame for frame. Yes, the girl was shaved, but you didn't see anything, you know? You might want to look that up because it was the most ridiculous fine.
Just send us your saved pictures, Ricky.
Here's Steve Classic with breaking news.
Breaking news on the magic rectangle. I found the federal appeals court. They threw out a $1.21 million penalty against 44 ABC television stations for violating broadcast indecency standards by airing an NYPD Blue episode that showed a woman's nude buttocks.
I was
not
young.
Botox.
Right. Yeah.
I was young. I didn't see it. Never watched an episode of NYPD Blue, but I vaguely recall it being made a big deal.
Yeah.
In like local newspapers or whatever.
Yeah. I don't watch what they call procedurals. I don't watch cop shows because they're all just propaganda. Like, some of them are kind of entertaining. It's not like, I mean, this is a recent decision for me. I'm 51. So in the last 10 years or so, I have personally banned myself from watching cop shows. And what happens,
such a tyrant.
What makes me what really gets my goat, if you will, is when I go to watch a show, like a sci-fi show or something like that, and it turns into a cop show.
Okay.
Right. Like, I don't remember the name of it. There was a Canadian sci-fi show about this lady. She's got a special suit, allows her to travel in time. She gets to go once and her suit malfunctions, so she comes back to current time. Right. But she's from the future. She has all this future knowledge. And so, of course, she ends up befriending a cop and then becoming a cop. And then now it's basically her and him solving crimes. Right? Like a cop show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
Whatever happened to the future?
I'm like, where's the sci-fi in this thing? Yeah. It's like,
a cop show.
Oh, every once, 5 minutes of the episode, she gets to use her special powers. Right? But other than that, it's a cop show.
All right.
Right? And like, this sickens me because a whole bunch of this is still happening. Right? In art, Hollywood is producing nothing but glorified propaganda. As near as I could tell, particularly when they take something like a sci-fi TV show and turn it into a cop show, or worse, a procedural. Like, now we're going to spend the rest of the season in court.
Well, I would suggest that the reason for that is because once it is successful, there's a necessity to continue it beyond its useful life.
Yeah, the writers don't do their jobs. They run out of ideas and produce crap.
Well, but sometimes there should be like a beginning and an end, and that's it.
Yes,
right, in a short form, right? Like one season, two seasons, we can tell the story.
One other thing I want to throw in there.
Go ahead.
Go number one, the more serious note, but not to be too serious. Going from what Gigi
it's
called
like music and
Chechnya. Well, no, we're done with Chechnya. Screw Chechnya. But I can't say that more enough. But no, what Gigi was saying there, I don't know if she heard my call last night, but the fact of the matter is, here's the way I look at this. This was, is obviously a deliberate hit, okay, by Netanyahu. Of course he's bringing us into it, but that's the whole point. You know, he's doing everything he can, grasping at straws. Do I think this is over? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
We're trying to say, hey, this would be a mistake, blah, blah, blah.
You know? I mean, there are claims that October 7th was an inside job.
Well, right? Like, bombing people in the Middle East has been a national pastime of the United States.
More popular than baseball.
Yeah. I've been alive anyway, or somebody's been bombing that area for longer than I've been alive. So it just seems like, you know, if you need some bombing practice, why, you know, that's the place to go.
And it wasn't even really a shock, like, oh, wow, they started lobbing bombs. Like, it was kind of alluded to for the past 2 or 3 days before. Like, oh, they're going to strike at any time. They're going to strike.
They're
like,
planning it.
It was. Yeah.
We know that it's going to happen.
It was supposedly in retaliation for an embassy. They like bombed an embassy.
Bombed the Iranian embassy in Syria.
And so, but like, was that a retaliation for, you know, like this he said, she said, oh, they did this, and so we're doing that, has been going on for, what, hundreds of years?
Thousands of years?
Like, it's time for peace. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Ron Paul mentioned it, right? The 9/11 Commission report, it's blowback. It's just back and forth retaliation for past aggressions.
Mm.
Well, the problem here, Netanyahu's not a peaceful man. He's an idiot. I mean, that's just what it comes down to, Sister Gigi. Netanyahu's an idiot.
In fact,
he's worse than that, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, he's certainly going to net some Yahoos into war.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he wasn't a politician, he would just be a psycho.
Right.
Right. He would arrest him. You would put him in jail.
Politicians a bad name, Brother Richie. Now, come on.
Politicians give themselves bad names.
All politicians are bad.
Agreed.
No, but he's Netanyahu's in a class all by himself.
Well, not all by himself, right?
Well, I mean,
Other countries at war or calling for it.
But he's been the one since what, September? How is it? Late September, something like that. Has been basically encompassing the news, you know.
Yeah, he's the new tyrant on the block.
Yeah, he's just getting
the old tyrant. Then now he's the new tyrant.
We have no tangible, and I want Gigi to think about this. We don't have any tangible reason to even be affiliated with Israel. We use them to control the Middle East. That's gone. What, you know, the only thing we got is a bunch of PR talk. Okay, that's all we have, and I covered this last night. We need to leave, plain and simple. ISIS is going to take our money, take our resources. To what? Be people pleasers?
I mean, that's how it is here in the United States of America.
The Israeli lobby is a pretty big deal in the United States in the realm of politics. Like, they carry a lot of weight. That's why all the presidents, including Donald Trump, like, go down there, including Javier Milei.
Yeah.
Right? He was there kissing the wall, crying.
Yep. He was the worst. Trump was the worst.
Well, the worst until Joe Biden. Now Joe Biden is the worst. Right. They're always the worst.
And I think it's about time that this end. I think somebody, hopefully, will be one day. I don't think it'll ever happen.
Second coming of Jesus.
I'd love to see somebody brave enough for it to happen.
Yeah,
but they would just step away from Israel.
It's probably not going to happen. And thank you for the call, Ricky. It's probably not going to happen until the idea of government is abolished.
Could have been David Koresh, but they took him out.
Kokesh?
Oh, no.
That's Adam Kokesh.
No.
Sorry. I bet. David Koresh. Oh,
he was
in
the
that
second
band.
Coming.
He was in that band, the Branch Davidians.
Yeah.
Right? They had an album. Didn't Start the Fire or something?
Oh, yeah. They didn't. It was the feds.
It was the feds. Yeah. I make jokes, but Waco was a horrible situation that the feds perpetrated.
It was the second coming of Jesus, could have saved us all, and they killed him too. Killed by the government men again.
Yeah, it's the first time.
In God we trust.
It's the first time I can remember.
I sent you chorus, people. What more do you want?
It's the Waco thing was the first time that I can remember where, like, government, like, sort of did itself in, right? Like, they had every opportunity to arrest this guy, you know, when he went to town. You know,
on his morning
jog. On his morning jog. Yeah, all this kind of thing.
1 mile, 1 mile over the speed limit. They could have got
Like, they could have just arrested the guy, left all the people, the kids, the women, you know, and just taking them into custody at any time. But no, they got to bust out the military equipment handed down tanks. To them and the tanks. And the they were cranking like horrible pop music over like PA speakers and pointing it at them and like subjecting them to all this like supposedly psychological torture.
I thought that was Noriega. What are they doing that to him too?
Like, do monkey see, monkey do. These politicians aren't, you know, they'll plagiarize each other all day and all night, man. You know? So, yeah, it's a horrible situation that was completely mishandled in every way, shape, or form. But, like, now it's a tradition for cops to, like, oh, no, we could have easily arrested this guy whenever he, like, went to the grocery store because they'd been watching him for, you know, 4 years or something. And, like, but no, they don't do that. They wait, and then they got to launch a, what do you call it, a no-knock raid, a SWAT raid, right? They got to, you know, throw some hand grenades, some smoke bombs. They got to get tanks involved. They got to get multiple alphabet agencies all dressed in military gear like they did when they raided the Free Talk Live studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My boss asked me a question that I did not. It's one of the few times I didn't give him a direct answer because I don't think I had thought it through all the way yet.
Oh.
But he said, like, should people be like solely, should people be held responsible for the actions of their children? And it was, you know, the Michigan school shooter's parents got sentenced for being responsible for his shooting.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they supply the weapons?
No, but they were neglectful in preventing it. Right. So, and I went, yeah, that's a tough one, right? Because you know, there's a lot of ins and outs of that. But when we talk about, you know, these other, you know, domestic terrorists who were known to the FBI, that they did not go after. Right. Like, they'll go no knock raid the Free Talk Live studio and the Branch Davidians, a religious group, right? But when there's an actual threat and an actual terrorist and someone that has made threats of this kind, they allow them to go through with it and then like, oh, look.
He was on our radar.
So if you're going to hold parents, if you're going to hold parents responsible for neglect,
hold the FBI.
Do you also hold law enforcement when they fail to act on these things?
You should.
Yeah,
if he was on the radar.
Except the Supreme Court has already ruled that police don't have an obligation to protect anyone.
Well, then why do the parents? Right? It was a tough one.
Because they weren't smart enough to get a badge.
Okay, fair.
I guess. Like, oh my gosh.
I didn't answer it directly. There was a lot to process there, but, you know, that's the thought.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrifying. I'm going to take this call. Is this Major Payne?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Major Payne.
It's good to hear from you,
He's
buddy.
Alive.
How are you?
I'm still battling through this cancer has been cast upon me.
Yeah. Well, it's good to hear from you, man. What's on your mind?
Well, I was thinking about this Michigan shooter. Them people did supply the kid the gun.
Well,
the old man went out and bought it for him for his early birthday present.
I mean, is that supplying a gun or is that just buying a gift?
Yeah.
He's like, go shoot up your classmates, boy.
If you don't keep it under lock and key yourself, I guess you bought him a gun.
If he bought him a hammer or a knife, right, and he went on like the Australian rampage, right, and like killed seven people with a knife, same thing.
Oh, there was a guy in Alpena County here years ago that knew he was going to prison for pedophilia and got a pen from the guards and ran it into the wall with it holding in front of his chest and speared his heart with it.
Oh.
Okay.
So you can kill yourself with any damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying kill yourself, but I'm saying, if you bought him a hammer, like, oh, you're going to go into construction. Here's a hammer.
If a teacher in a public school hands a child of the same kid's age a number two pencil that's freshly sharpened, and the kid walks over and stabs some other kid in the eye with it, do you hold the teacher responsible?
It's a good example. Mm.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
So why would you hold the parents for just handing them a tool?
One time my son caught my grandson when he was only like about, I don't know, 2.5, 3 years old. He was still a toddler in diapers. So he's in his plastic underwear there, and he's up on the kitchen table with a carving knife, just stabbing the bejesus out of this turkey. And I attribute that to just watching too many damn horror movies and such.
Take them out early.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, kids need outlets for stuff, right? You know, and A lot of children now spend time, they call it screen time, right? They're staring at the glowing rectangles, right? The phone in their pocket, the television, the computer screen, the tablets, right?
Call of Duty they're playing.
Yeah, and many other games.
Don't bring that up, man. They tried to do that in the Rittenhouse case.
I don't know. Whatever.
Life's changed a lot in the last 30, 40 years. I mean, I entertain myself in the woods and along the creek bank shooting frogs and, you know, trying to trap critters and all kinds of like that. You know, and now you're right. It's just they're not either consumed with video games or the damn triangle or rectangle.
Yeah, I remember bumping into the, I'm trying to remember what it was called in Wisconsin, the fish and game guys.
Wildlife fishing game?
Yeah. So you're at the local river, right? Now, I was poor, so we couldn't afford bait, right? So we would just go with our fishing rod and an empty hook, and we would try to what's called snag fish out of the river. So that's where, you know, fish are swimming down the river, and you get your hook near them, and you just pull it and hope that you hook a fish. Either in the side or in the mouth or whatever, and pull it out of the water, which apparently is illegal.
Right, it's like a trot line.
Yeah.
You just have multiple hooks.
Well, we would just do it. It was just two of us. Yeah. We each had one pole, and we would try and snag fish because we didn't have bait. Right? Sure. We couldn't afford bait, but we were...
Once you get one, you have bait.
Yeah.
Right, what's
or dinner.
Like a bait or dinner.
It was literally like, yeah, hey, let's go get some fish for dinner because, you know, it's springtime or whatever, right?
It bothers me that, you know, I have to get a license for that.
Yeah.
Captain, did you wait where the hooks weighted?
Maybe.
I mean, they weren't negatively weighted. They didn't float away.
Yeah, it depends on...
They make a treble hook that you pour a lump of lead right around the bottom of it, so it's heavy.
No, I didn't use those. The only thing that I did was I found the largest hook I could get, and it still wasn't very big. It's probably, you know, inch and a half long or something like that. But then I would tie a fishing weight to the top of it as I was threading the fishing line into the eye hook.
So you were kind of making you a hillbilly snagging hook.
That's a good way to say it. Yeah,
in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Hey, man, there's plenty of hillbillies in Wisconsin. Rednecks are not exclusive to the South. That's all I'm saying.
Go down to the cheese shop to get some bait.
Area hillbillies, a northern Michigan dirt farmer. So,
yep.
And people can kiss my go to hell.
Yep. All right, Major. Anything else you want to say tonight? Make it quick.
I think this craziness in the Middle East is over.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. It's good to hear from you. Feel free to call us again as you feel able. 603-283-6160. If you want to join in a conversation tonight, more of your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Picking up what I was laying down.
He was shaking his head. No.
No. I thought it was all of us.
Well,
yes. No, that's this.
Yeah. But he's pointing at me. It's that's out of rotation.
Although I might have slipped him up with my hand holding this live read I'm about to do.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Instead of doing the circle for signifying all of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Breaking news.
It's Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic,
and Richie Rich.
We do have a number two story tonight.
Oh, thank God.
I know. I almost forgot. Thanks to Classic for reminding me.
At least one, right?
I think we might have two.
They're related.
They're
Yeah, okay. But we'll get there. Before we do so, Free Talk Live is brought to you by LibertyMinded.com. Official Free Talk Live gear, like t-shirts and hoodies, are available at LibertyMinded.com. Plus, you'll find a unique collection of cool and funny liberty-oriented clothing at libertyminded.com. That's libertyminded.com.
I'm going there right now.
Oh, All right.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself look some
at,
swag.
Ooh, look at that. Yeah, that's nice.
Just to get the headline out there for our number two story.
The number two story.
Human waste could soon power planes.
Why is it always an airplane thing? I feel like all the number two stories recently have something to do with, like, flying.
Yeah. Right, dog pooping in first class.
Yep.
Or poop overflowing out of the...
It's always an airplane.
Yeah, it's an airplane.
Maybe, the only place this is a problem.
Boeing is working on this.
To use a major...
No, they're just trying to keep their planes in the air, man.
To use a major painism. But before we go on, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that I'm amazed that we still have our 17 speeding cameras here in Albuquerque.
Start taking them down.
Yeah, do you have a BB gun?
A hammer? No, I like Letter? Those. I always call them
hammer?
Spray paint?
More.
Silly
but
string?
Here's the thing is that people are actually paying the tickets. That's what's another funny thing about it.
Hey, that helps that helps everybody with the welfare.
Yeah, no, it's really weird how, like, when you threaten people with violence and caging and guns, that they will go ahead and give you money.
It's like a robbery.
Yeah, yeah, last time we had the red light cameras, they all tore it up. They all tore it up. They all tore it up, and then the city wound up having to pay the red flags. They just let them just...
Well, by the city, you mean the people. The city didn't pay for anything. City doesn't have any money. They got to take money from other people first and then replace the cameras.
Yeah, so I call that number, and they're like, what is your ticket? Enter that ticket number and then enter the
Did you walk too fast to the crosswalk?
The method you want.
Mm-hmm.
And what's amazing is that people are paying it. This time, they're not tearing it up. They told everybody just tear up the ticket, just ignore it, and everybody got away with it the last time.
Who told them to do that?
You know? Well, the traffic violators, and then the city still owed the red flags money, and they paid it all off, and all the people that paid the tickets, they just paid them for no reason because all the rest of them didn't pay. This is Albuquerque.
I'm going to speculate here for a moment. It sounds like the speed cameras were privatized and there was no obligation for private citizens to engage in contract with the red light bill, right? Because it wasn't under law. It was just the speed camera company.
Right.
And so there was nothing that the law could do, but the speed company still had a contract with the government, the state, of which to then gain their compensation for their services rendered.
Right.
I mean, but Albuquerque is just amazing because they just tear up a city ticket. If they did this in Atlanta, Georgia, Illinois, also they'd put you in jail for a month.
Was it because of COVID? Because a lot of governments sort of threw out stuff that would have overwhelmed the courts because they'd fallen so far behind on having court dates and stuff like that during COVID that, like, they just forgave a bunch of stuff.
Well, forgave or didn't, you know, the statute of limitations and whatever.
Right, tore it up, whatever, threw
speedy
it out.
Trial
like,
laws.
Yeah, they decided not to prosecute you is the best. Forgave is a poor word for what for what they do. So, they just decided not to extort a bunch of people like they normally would.
Benevolent.
Well, here's what I know. Here's what I know about Hawaii, because I've been through that court system a number of times.
No.
They trick people into giving up their right to a speedy trial.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go like, well, if you don't have an attorney, you can go see the public defender. And the public defender is so backlogged, right, that you can't get an appointment with the public defender in time for your speedy trial.
Right.
So they go like, well, if you want the public defender, you got to like waive this requirement that we have to see in a month so that you can go to your public defender in 2 months. And people go like, well, yeah, I need my public defender because I can't do this on my own. Hmm. And then they sign off on like waiving their right to a speedy trial in order to go see the public defender.
Right. Yeah.
But
so it's treachery.
Isn't it easier to just pay the ticket? Most people just don't have time for that. Is that they can't take it to court?
Well, that's what
they're counting on.
Yeah.
But
Captain's point is during COVID, they weren't going to be able to get all those people into the court system. So they were going to fall past that speedy trial requirement, and they wouldn't be able to prosecute anyway. And if the people with the speeding tickets were counting on that, then you just tear it up because their ability to prosecute has lapsed.
Yeah, or some bureaucrat was like, oh my gosh, look at the size of this backlog that happened.
I don't want to work this weekend.
Let's just tell everybody from this date until this date, you ain't got to pay your tickets. We're tearing them up. They're gone.
Right.
Right. And then from this date on, now you're going to have to pay, right, is what I'm guessing happened.
Or show up to court.
But this happened before COVID.
Okay.
This happened like before COVID, and all the violators, half of them decided that's a fake ticket. It's not issued, but they decided, and everybody told everybody to tear it up.
Well, if it was issued by a private company of which they didn't contract with, then yes, it's a fake ticket.
Yeah.
Right. If you go to like a parking garage and they leave a notice on your car, you've overstayed your welcome. You got to pay like $15 extra now.
I got an ESPN ticket once.
What? Okay.
A parking ticket for parking illegally in the studio area at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut.
Yeah. Okay.
And I took a picture of it. It's like, well, that's funny.
Did you pay it?
No, I didn't pay it.
Okay.
It actually wasn't a fine. It was like after three times you're going to be, administrator is going
to
know about this
think
or
of
whatever.
Something
it's
just, similar
it's
to,
a fake ticket. It's like Monopoly money.
I'm trying to think of something similar to what Sarah's talking about in Seattle. When they rolled out tolling over the retooled bridge, they have I was going to call it the 420. It's the 520, the 520 that goes across the lake. The 90 also goes across the lake. So there's two bridges that go across the lake. The 520 is a bit more northern, and like the 90 had always been like tolled or whatever, but like they put tolls in the further north bridge. Like while I was living there, and for a while it was the easy pass stuff. You guys are familiar with this kind of thing. For a while it was all active and everything, and it actually did trigger like some people to get tickets, but like because it wasn't officially time for them to pull the trigger, it was a test basically that they were doing, and that of course triggered some tickets to automatically get mailed, which shouldn't have been.
Yep.
But they're bureaucrats and they don't care, right? They'd rather apologize than take it upon themselves to do it right the first time.
There's a handful of us that have like the Montana plates here with the permanent registration.
Yeah.
And so we, our vehicles are registered in either an LLC or a trust in Montana. And I've spoken to one of them who said like, because it's not his vehicle, he doesn't have easy pass. He just goes through and like doesn't pay.
They'll bill the LLC.
Which they have no jurisdiction to collect from.
Right.
What's going to happen? Like, if you get pulled over for something in that vehicle, are they going to impound it? Like, I'm not willing to risk it, but I know of at least one person doing that because what's the jurisdiction?
I type in a map, like it says to go to the Mass Pike, and like, well, that's tolls. I'll go the other way.
Yeah.
I'll take the extra 10 minutes to go around all the tolls.
Yep.
Yeah, I do that too.
Yeah.
Because I don't have the easy pass.
I got mad when the Google voice, I call her Karen.
Yeah.
Right? On the maps thing.
Sheila.
When like I specifically, had my directions. Had my directions, set to avoid the tolls. And then like, you're in mid trip and they always pop up with like, hey, we've discovered a better route that'll save you, 10 minutes or some crap. And I'm like, no. And it rerouted me anyway through the tolls. And I'm like, no,
I'm yelling
at Karen. I'm calling her all the names that I can't say on the radio. I'm like, Karen, you blankety blank, blankety bleep, bleepity blank.
Because Easy Pass is probably owned by Waze, or Google Maps or whatever.
What surprise me, though, I took a cross-country trip, and I had to use Karen, the Google lady on the maps thing. And at some point, I was surprised because I heard, there's a speed trap up ahead.
No.
I'm like, what?
That's the Waze integration.
So now it's part of Google Maps.
Okay. Google bought Waze years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But like I was surprised. I'm like, this is the first time ever I've thanked Karen for anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, thank you, Karen.
You get points.
She doesn't respond.
You get points on your Waze app. Yeah. I don't know what it does, but if you report police or whatever, you get like plus six.
Waze is like a battery hog and a data hog, so I don't generally use it.
Sarah, go ahead.
I just want to say we don't enforce any of these laws here. So there was a grandmother that shot a drug addict. He broke into her house two times, demanded her car keys to go joyriding, and she had a four-year-old grandson, so she shot him. That was the second time that just came into her house, demanded her keys. And so that was a justifiable shooting here in Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Because the first time he got arrested, he's running around, so there's no enforcement. So, and everybody was happy that she did.
Back in my day, you had to learn how to hotwire a car before you could go for a joyride.
Yeah. I mean, you have to take care of your own problems yourself.
As it should be.
Now you're speaking our language, Sarah. Yes, you have to take personal responsibility for your own safety and security because the government's not going to do it for you.
Yep. And when seconds count, cops are minutes away.
Safety is not a right. Self-defense is a right. 5,000
people with warrants running around, and they had a big roundup. So they get the warrant. They don't come to court. But they're still running around stealing cars, breaking into homes, threatening grandmothers.
Well, Sarah, the largest percentage of the prison population in the United States is still for nonviolent drug crimes like possession. So, like, you've got a ton of people in prison in the United States for nonviolent crimes. More people are in prison in the United States than were ever imprisoned in the Russian gulags. So it's a high number, and it all needs to go away. The system just needs to be abolished, and we can let society figure the rest of it out.
More justifiable shootings.
Yeah,
Keep the prison population down, but end the violence, right?
Yeah.
If they're running around doing violent things like stealing and hurting people, like just shoot them.
Anything else, Sarah?
Good. Have fun. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Have fun.
Get a gun, not a driver's license.
We'll have fun now.
Vigilante Sarah on the loose.
Yeah, watch out.
Excuse me, Sarah, you on drugs? Bam!
Like half of me expects her to, you know, I don't know, buy more cameras herself and then put them up and then ask the city if she can, you know, connect them to their network and help them out. And then the other half of me is like, she's going to go buy one of these, like, webbing guns and, like, start, you know, shooting them at the cameras so that, you know, Spider-Man styles.
Right.
We should start a multi-level marketing company selling security cameras and enroll Sarah.
Ooh.
All right.
She's prone to these things.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come up with a snazzy name for that, though. Right.
Okay.
That somehow incorporates Sarah or something. You know what I mean?
Kirky cameras.
Yeah.
Incorporated.
Something. Just stew on that for a while. You're a creative guy.
All right.
Come up with something. That's your homework assignment.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not due really any time.
Multi-level camera organization incorporating Sarah from New Mexico.
Somehow, some way. Wow, man. All right. So, number two story.
Finally.
We teased it.
You've been holding the number two story.
Yeah, for like 2.5 hours or something.
Jeez. People tune in for this.
Jesus.
I'm prairie dogging it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
This from RT. No. Human waste could soon power planes. A world first factory in the UK or the UK will convert sewage into sustainable aviation fuel.
They should take it out of that river that no one can swim in.
The Thames?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they're having problems with their crew rowing teams.
British biofuel company Firefly. Oh, God. Why did they have to ruin that name?
Serenity Now.
Has reached... Yeah, thanks. Now. Anyway. British biofuel company Firefly has reached an agreement with the low-cost airline Wizz Air.
Come on.
This has got to be satire.
Yeah.
W-I-Z-Z. Like, it's an unfortunately named airline just in the first place, but then also to be the airline that's going to be fueled by poo.
It's a British colloquialism. Just whiz you from here to there.
Has reached an agreement with the low-cost airline Wizz Air to build a commercial refinery that will help convert sewage into sustainable aviation fuel, also known as SAF, apparently. They've acronymized.
The Necronomicon?
The Acronymicon.
The Acronymicon?
Acronymicon, yes.
Acronymicon.
It's the evil book of acronyms.
Okay.
Yes. It's got a big picture of a demon face on it, right? You know, looks very similar to the one in the Evil Dead.
Okay.
Or Army of Darkness, depending on how far.
The AOD?
Yeah.
Okay.
According to Firefly, which has developed the conversion process, the fuel is still undergoing regulatory testing. If approved, it could be used to power aircraft, the company said this week. The refinery, first of its kind, will be built in Essex and could start delivering commercial supplies of aircraft fuel by 2028 to serve London's airports.
All right.
New meaning to the I can't say the word I want to, but new meaning to crappy airline.
Yeah. Imagine the chemtrails coming out of that thing.
Those aren't chemtrails.
Those are poop trails.
That's natural
Those
gas.
Those are entrails.
It's a natural gas.
It's natural gas.
Those are just stains in the sky.
Why are the clouds over London brown?
Oh, those are race car clouds.
Oh.
You know, the kind with skid marks.
Yes.
There is potential for two more such facilities in the UK, according to Firefly. Wizz said,
change the name of that company, please.
All right. Some people, there's probably like one person who will hear this, but I was living in a house with a bunch of roommates, right? Large house, couple of bathrooms, and like you just rented the room and everybody shared bathrooms and all that stuff.
Ew.
There were two guys in our community, if you will, named Matt. And so one of them had to be 1.0 and the other was, well, we didn't, at first it was 2.0, but then like, I don't know, he got like a haircut or something.
Alpha, beta.
He got like a haircut and everybody's like, you're no longer 2.0, you're 2.1.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so He became 2.1. Some time goes by and, you know, we're partying, we're intoxicated, right? And somebody misstates to 2.0 and like, what did you call him? 2.0? Like 2.whiz? 2.whizzle? Like, yeah, 2.whizzle. And so he became 2.whiz. And that got shortened into just whiz after some period of time. So, yeah. So, I know a guy named Wiz.
Wiz is going
to my story. And now when I read the sentence, I think of him, Matt. Wiz said it was investing by making a massive order.
A massive order.
For up to 525,000 tons of Firefly's waste-based fuel over the next 15 years.
Where's Firefly getting the waste from?
Not Firefly's, apparently. Dude, so in the airport bathrooms now, they can just save the waste, right? Firefly can come pick it up.
All right.
Chuck it in their new sewage facility.
Right at the airport.
Okay.
Now, if the technology grows enough, they might even be able to just, like, build a thing that fits inside of an airplane that automatically converts the sewage into jet fuel.
Okay.
So now that could actually resurrect full meals
in an
airline flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll need the extra fuel.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You know,
we're going to need everyone to overeat if we're going to make it to our destination.
on the menu tonight, Mexican.
We're going to Mexico. Eat some Mexican food.
Yes. I'm sorry. No, we only have beans. Only have beans tonight. That's all we have.
Refritos.
Meanwhile, back at Free Talk Live Studios. Meanwhile, utility company Anglian Water has announced it will provide Firefly with biosolids from its wastewater treatment process.
There you go.
For a pilot facility. Pilot as in, like, the first of its kind and a test. Yeah. Not as in, this is where all the pilots are going to go.
A pilot test.
Pilot facility.
You need clearance to get to the pilot facility at the airport.
Roger, over.
If the first guy ever to fly an airplane was a pilot, was he the pilot?
Okay.
Right?
He's the pilot. Yeah.
Orville?
Redenbacher? You're thinking of Seth.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers.
Yeah.
Wilbur and Orville. Right. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking of the...
popcorn maker.
No. Well, that first, and then I was thinking of the sci-fi show, The Orville.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Anyway, quote, we're
turning
into
a cop show, apparently.
No, it hasn't. Not yet.
Back to blue.
Although they did the whole thing where they had to, like, you know, I don't know if they were in, like, a holographic thing or if they had to, like, travel back in time to a, you know, and they had to, like, pretend that they were humans or something. Or,
all right.
Like, you know, in a, you know, like, a now time, the 2000s or something. But that didn't turn into a cop show either. Anyway, quote, we're turning sewage into jet fuel. I can't really think of many things that are cooler than that, he added.
I can.
Well,
yeah. Passionate about his job.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Like the,
you know,
that is peak coolness.
You know what's cooler than that? Medium-paced music.
Okay. Chechen medium-paced music.
Chechnyan medium-paced music, which is redundant, right? Like, they passed the law, so like now it's just going to be known as Chechnyan music, right? It all just falls within this medium-paced.
Got it.
This type of aircraft fuel production uses 70% less carbon than conventional jet fuel.
So this is a green thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's currently significantly more expensive to produce. Well, yeah. According to Paul Hilditch, Firefly's chief operations officer, there's enough biosolids in the UK for more than 200,000 tons of SAF, which he said is sufficient to satisfy about half of the mandated SAF in 2030.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Right?
Yeah, if they can do that, that's fine.
Well, new technology is typically more expensive than the old technology, and as it gets, you know, further along, it reduces in price
and
efficiency.
I'm a fan of what I like to call the Native American philosophy of, like, when you kill the buffalo, use all the parts, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm not necessarily, I'm not like a green guy. I'm not like, oh, carbon. Like, but, like, I like the idea of reduce, reuse, recycle, right? If you've got something in your house that you can use to accomplish a task, use that instead of going to buy something, right? Or be creative, right? Make or build something that solves the problem in front of you out of materials you already have on hand instead of going out and buying something, right? You know, that kind of thing.
That's why dads have a drawer full of junk.
It's true.
And a box full of bad cables.
Yes.
603-283-6160. Would you fly an airline that was fueled by human waste? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up. The final half hour still to come. Don't go anywhere.
Yes.
That's probably the best one.
Just one word.
There might have even been something that came very close to being a harmony in there. I'm not sure.
I did hear a little
three-part
harmony.
Run that through a thing and, you know.
Try to pull it apart.
Well, no, but just
remix,
like.
Remix it.
No, do the, what do you call
pitch?
It? The voice correction?
Oh, Melodyne?
No, but what do the artists call it? They call it.
Auto-tune?
Auto-tune.
Auto-tune.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Do you know, okay, real quick, before you. Do your thing. You're the audio guy. Do you have like a program or something that makes things sound like a crowd chanting?
You could do that in a program called Melodyne by Solemnity.
Okay. Is that expensive? I want free.
Oh. Well, I can give it to you for free. I mean, okay. I have it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taking one voice and try to make it sound like...
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a project that I really wanted to make it sound like a crowd was chanting, and I couldn't find anything, so I... did something else with it, and then, but now that it's crossed my mind again, I figured I'd ask.
I could try doing that for you.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
You could record,
we'll take it off here.
You could record the chant yourself and then give it to
a
Steve.
A thousand times.
No, just once or twice even, right? Yeah. Two different takes, and then give it to Steve, and then Steve can take it and manufacture it and, you know, throw some mustard on it in such a way.
There was a program that was a plug-in for Audacity.
Let me have a stand.
Yeah, there was a program that was a plug-in for Audacity that like claimed to do it, but it sounded terrible, and I didn't take the time to learn how to.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So you already recorded something in Audacity?
I record in Audacity all the time.
Yeah.
But like this was for a specific project that has passed.
Sure.
And I went a different route because I couldn't get that to work in a timely manner.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You hired 20,000 people to.
No, I did. I just went a different route.
Back in the day, you would just have one guy in the studio and you'd have 24 tracks to work with maximum.
Yeah. Or like Def Leppard.
Right? And then you'd just get the guy to like say the same thing or yell the same thing, you know, along with himself, right? You'd record one and then play that back. And then while he said it again, and then you would molt those down to one track. And then you do it again, 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 until it sounds like there's 100 people or something like that. Yeah.
Then it sounds like a Def Leppard record.
Okay.
Those
the one guy in the studio was me. Like I was doing the audio and trying to figure out how to like easily convert that into multi.
I see. What has nine arms and sucks?
I don't know.
Def Leppard.
Ooh.
Ooh. Did you know that there's there's a cover band, a Def Leppard cover band that the guy actually chopped his arm off for the authenticity of?
I don't believe that.
It might have been the Babylon Bee. I don't
know. Source, please.
We've got a call to get to you. But also, I need to thank tonight's amplifier. And tonight's amplifier is somebody named Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan. Whoa. Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan is a gold level amplifier.
How can he be a ghost? He's not even dead.
I love gold.
McAfee?
Yeah, he's like.
Supposedly he's
dead. PSYOP, yeah.
His wife keeps going on talking about how. Yeah, well, anyway.
What they did that weekend.
We're going to talk about actual McAfee. We're going to talk about Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan. Apparently, first name Ghost, middle name of McAfee, all meshed together, and then Crypto Fan. Is a gold level amplifier, which means he gives $10 a month to the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What is the AMPS program, you might be asking yourself? Well, we use that money to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, but mainly it goes to getting us onto more radio stations. We're on roughly 200 radio stations now. We could be on 300. 400's not out of the question. It's all up to you. If you like the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective that we bring of freedom, liberty, etc., and so on, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks again, Ghost of McAfee Crypto Fan. We appreciate your contribution.
Let's get to 400 before Ian gets out of prison. That'll be like his welcome back gift.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Right?
That'd be great. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. I believe this is Jerome. It's a soft J, isn't it? Jerome?
Is there someone in prison?
Trump train!
Choo-choo! Choo-choo!
We got us a trial tomorrow. Whoop-dee-doo! We got us a trial.
Wow.
In a kangaroo court.
Yeah. You can go to a trial for a traffic ticket, too.
Did you say T? Can you say R? Can you say I? Can you say A? Can you say L?
Oh.
Trial!
I thought he was going to spell Trump wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. Train? Where are we going with this?
I was like, Trimp?
Can you say testify? I knew that you could, boys and girls.
See, again, Jerome, you play this up as if we're like Trump supporters.
We are not.
But we are not. And number two, like
number two,
I'm so glad that they're prosecuting a former president because it sets a precedent
for
that you
every
can,
president
that and they're going to retaliate.
A presidential yeah. precedent.
Right? Yeah. It sets a presidential precedent that you can prosecute after the fact, right? So any time the Republicans don't like the Democrats in office, which they don't, when he gets out, mm-hmm. you know, they'll indict him on something that the Republicans like.
Yeah. The ham sandwich.
Right. And this will just be how things are instead of presidents getting away with murder.
Which they all have done.
By the way, I saw a certain governor on TV today.
Snoo Snoo.
From New Hampshire.
Snoo Snoo.
Yeah. And boy, I tell you. He was running out of places to talk out of because he was talking out of both sides of his mouth and his butt at the yep. same time. I'm saying, that's magical how he could do that.
What did he have to say? I don't pay attention.
Well, they were asking him all the stuff he said before. He's not saying that now. He's singing a different tune now.
I don't even know what he said before.
People that pretend, you know, were involved with the January 6th should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and he said if Trump's involved, well, he should be in trouble too. Well, not, but they say, but you're endorsing him, so what are you trying to say now? Oh, well, I'm just a Republican endorsing a Republican. I said, of course, a sellout endorsing a sellout.
Yeah. Hey, Jerome, back off the phone a little bit. You're cracking, yeah. you know.
You're blowing up the phone.
Yeah. It's distorting.
My enthusiasm. I'm sorry.
We appreciate.
No, we love the enthusiasm.
Yeah, the enthusiasm is probably what we love about you, Jerome.
Your phone doesn't
It's almost orgasmic, you know.
Almost. Maybe if your mom was here.
Your mom. All right. What else is on your mind, Jerome?
Well, I was just so excited to see a governor on TV today. You know what I mean? I couldn't contain myself. I couldn't wait to call you and tell you that. But,
what channel was he
on? Can't wait to get rid of him.
I didn't even have TV.
ABC. Oh. By the way, is there anything going on in the Middle East lately? I hear something about people shooting bombs at people. That can't be true, can it?
I think that's been going on for the past 2,000, 3,000 years, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we covered it a little bit earlier in the show, Jerome. Iran has retaliated against Israel.
The trials of Donald Trump. Oh my God.
It's going to be better than OJ.
All right.
Will it get better ratings than The Apprentice?
Hey, is he going to be able to find a Johnny Cochran? Or,
he had a Rudy Giuliani. How'd that work out?
Robert Shapiro.
I'm waiting for Cato Kalin. He's unemployed now, right? He doesn't have to talk about OJ anymore because OJ died. So
find Alan Dershowitz, huh? My favorite. He's my favorite. My favorite sellout.
As long as whatever attorney he picks has hot daughters, then we'll have reality TV for another decade.
Oh, you know what? You're so dirty. You're such a dirty old man.
He's smiling and laughing. Like, yeah.
I totally watch the Kardashians. You watch the Kardashians.
I've never seen an episode.
Not right. Yet, I watch the Kardashians. You're right.
Yeah.
He admitted it.
I like watching blow up dolls with the talk. Yeah, okay.
Yep. No lies detected, Jerome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jerome. It's good to hear from you, man. Have a good night. Wow.
Yeah, I think they have something on Trump. Actually, it's I think he didn't rewind a Blockbuster videotape back in 1991.
No. Oh no.
He wasn't kind?
Yeah, he wasn't kind. No, he did not rewind. I think that's what they've got him on.
Oh man.
That's horrible.
It's going to be public service.
Did you have a separate rewinder so you wouldn't ruin your VCR?
Eventually.
Okay.
Right. So here's how it started. Here's how it started in the kick-ass household. At first, we didn't have cable. We were poor. So if I wanted to watch some cable television, i.e. rated R movies, I had to go over to like the neighbor's house or a friend's house or whatever. Eventually, the father figure of the household caught on to the rental of the VCR and then the videos, right? So there's a little convenience store nearby that would rent the whole shebang. And so he would rent a VCR for the weekend at a bunch of what I'm going to call kung fu movies, right? Bruce Lee stuff, right? Enter the Ninja, Enter the Dragon, right?
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. And so that was fun. But he also had, he loved his Westerns too. So we're watching like Clint Eastwood and, that kind of stuff. Anyway,
John Wayne.
And so, I told you guys I was the tech, right? So, like, I had to hook up the VCR every time and unhook it every time.
12 o'clock.
And so I had to also rewind the tapes, right? Now, rewinding wasn't a big deal when it's not your VCR. You rented it, so you don't care how many miles you put on it, right? How many tapes you rewind. So that wasn't a big deal. Eventually, they broke down and bought a VCR.
And then rented the other one just to rewind the tapes.
No. They like that was all fine and good, but we would still rewind the tapes on the VCR at home, and eventually it broke during a rewind.
Oh.
Right? Like it just stopped working, and so the one tape had to go back incomplete with its rewind.
Oh, they
rewind.
Didn't make you take the top off and pull the tape out and all that.
No, we had to do that, but like the tape came out in one piece, but like it wasn't fully rewound. We didn't have another VCR in the house. It was the only one, so
pay the fine.
Tape went back. I don't know if there was a fine or whatever, but eventually I think that Christmas somebody bought just the standalone rewinder. And so that sat on top of the VCR after that.
High technology.
Yeah, the newest VCR, because they got a new one. They didn't repair the old one. Wow, I'm older than VCRs. Yeah, it's true.
CD rewinder.
A CD rewinder.
Like an April Fool's gift.
Here's a can of muffler fluid.
Dehydrated water, a whole can of it.
Oh, man, you got to oil up your brake lights.
Blinker fluid?
Blinker fluid, that's right.
You can get bulb grease.
Okay.
They sell you bulb grease. Like, I've never used it.
That seems like it would set a fire.
It's like the opposite of Teflon tape. Right?
Okay.
So it makes it easier to screw the light bulb in and out when it's time to replace it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Whereas Teflon tape is just designed to like make it more waterproof.
Right.
When you're doing plumbing stuff. Anyway, this from cake.com, KAKE.
Another reputable source.
I won't mispronounce that in case it gets me in trouble, but like I'm thinking of a way to mispronounce KAKE.
Kake?
Something like that.
Another
number two story.
We've been talking about we talked about cops with Sarah calling, right? We talked about rewinding stuff, getting in trouble. We talked about We haven't talked about school. You guys ever missed the school bus? You guys have to take a school
bus? I never had to take a school bus, so no.
Yeah. I've had to, and I've missed it. And then I had to, like, you know, you basically beg for a ride to school.
Or walk, and you're late.
Yeah. It wasn't close enough for me to walk. Wow. It was just not. Like, by the time I got there.
Barefoot.
By the time I got to school, it would already be the next day.
Oh.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So, right. Yeah, it was that far. Anyway.
Slow walker.
Dude, school was far away.
In Wisconsin.
On my bicycle, I could make it in like an hour.
Right? Oh, okay. Oof. Okay, yeah. It's pretty far.
Walking, no. Yeah. Anyway, headline. 9-year-old who missed school bus drives mom's car to school. Sparks police chase.
Very industrious.
A police chase.
If she didn't hit anybody, man, just let her go to school. Like, she's clearly capable.
This is great. A California police officer got a shocking surprise when the car he was chasing came to a stop. Behind the wheel, a 9-year-old boy making his way to school. Did he just assume his gender?
He did. Like, it's okay.
Just shock. Several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of one of those no one really believed it kind of things. So several other officers showed up to the scene just to see, in fact, that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle.
Good thing an acorn didn't fall.
Shirking all of the rest of their police responsibilities.
What else is there better to do? You
know, I'm okay with that. If they're not harassing somebody else. Again, just as long as an acorn didn't fall on the car while they were all surrounding him.
That's my fear, right? Yeah. Kid's got a pocket full of acorns. What do you think's going to happen, right? Said Officer Terry Dunn with the Oroville, California Highway Patrol. Not to be confused with the Oroville, California.
Yes. Yeah.
Officer Dunn. Dun, 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 dun.
Dunn!
Noticed the car stopped in the middle of an intersection of 4th and Grand. He then announced over the PA system for the car to move, to which the boy turned onto 4th Street, making his way through the intersection and then through the parking lot of the Valero gas station that I'm standing at. I'm not standing at one.
Okay.
Now, after navigating his way through the gas station, he made his way through to the dirt lot over there, where he then backed into Officer Dunn's patrol car. Yeah!
Oh, okay.
All right.
Woo-hoo! Good job, kid. Just give his mom a medal.
All right.
Wait, is she going to be held responsible
for
that?
Yeah, she's probably going to have to pay for the paint job.
She allowed it by giving him the keys.
That's right.
Yeah. A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bobbing inside. Unusual.
Wait, what? What?
I exited my patrol vehicle, made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I was trying to get to school," Dunn said. The boy's school was right next door. So he almost made it.
All right.
He almost made it.
Almost made it.
Almost made it to school. What a great excuse to miss
next
school.
Time, yeah.
I got arrested for trying to drive.
I pulled over by a cop.
Yeah. Got arrested for trying to drive to school.
Yeah. Where'd they get him on?
That's a legend right there. He's going to have all the chicks the next day.
Yeah. He's getting all the cool writing in the back of the. Do they even do yearbooks anymore?
It's probably all
digital now. I don't know. Anyway. At that point, we're trying to identify if that was the school he was actually heading to. We contacted the principal, contacted the parent, and everyone showed up to the scene, including the entire police department's there. All the parents are showing up, the school staff.
KAKE television.
How far did he make it? Like, he got to the school or close enough before bumping the police car.
Right, it was right next door.
But did he go like 4 miles, 5 miles? Was he 10 miles away and he got that far before getting caught in the intersection?
Right. 100 feet away.
Officer Dunn says, despite no one getting hurt, it should serve as a lesson to keep the car keys out of kids' reach and teach kids the importance of driver safety and laws.
Or teach them that they're capable at a young age.
Do whatever they want to do.
Dude, like,
if he had training, he probably would have gotten there safely.
I know,
he's fully capable.
Yeah. I know of farm kids that like drive tractors and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
they're running a combine.
You know. Why are you putting an age restriction on this? Yeah. Can you see over the steering wheel? Can you reach the pedals?
He almost made it there.
That's what I'm saying.
Did he get a ticket?
The lesson is kids are more capable than you give them credit for.
Yeah.
And also, like, how crappy are regular drivers that it took, you know, him almost getting to his destination before a cop noticed?
I mean, would you narc on him?
No.
All right.
But what I'm saying is, like, regular drivers are so crappy that they can't be differentiated between a 9-year-old driving a car and everybody else.
Oh, see, I'm not calling that crappy driver. I'm calling a capable 9-year-old.
Yeah, the kid is obviously a better driver than a lot of other drivers on the road, is just kind of what I'm getting at. Hopefully a lot of other people take this to heart and learn from it, the article continues. So hopefully this doesn't happen again in the future. Just maybe talk to your children about the dangers of driving a vehicle and what could possibly happen.
Don't scare them early. The current generation is already too scared to drive. Can we just have rideshare programs? Yeah.
Officer Dunn says the boy actually got to go to the indoctrination center school after the whole situation.
That's the worst part. He wanted to go to school.
And he got a detention. So the Saturday he had to drive the car again. To detention.
But you know, here's what, maybe he was just trying to go to school to pick up his best friend to do like a Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh man, we sort of did that. Like I had the day off from school and I was the driver. So a couple of my other buddies in high school like cut school, and my sister who was like in elementary school wanted to cut school with her friends. So I scooped my buddies up to the high school, drove to the elementary school. They came running, hopped the fence, dove through the passenger window, and I just pulled out.
How'd they get out of the school? How'd they get out of school early?
We went like at recess time.
Oh, nice.
Well planned.
Yes. Like, what time is recess?
Yeah, we'll be there. Yeah, with the window rolled down.
It's like seriously, the window was rolled down. They dove through the window, like laid out on the passenger seat of the back seat, and I just sped away. And then, you know, we can get comfortable down the road when there's no authorities in sight.
The authorities.
Authorities.
Right. Officials.
Yes.
Cool. Well, that.
You got any cop avoiding stories, Steve? Classic?
Cop avoiding stories. My own personal cop avoiding. When I was 9 years old.
Well, at any time in your life, I guess.
No, I try to stay away from them. I drive under the speed limit.
Yeah, but you've done some.
Yeah, he's done one below.
That's true.
I've done some fair amount of public. What would you call it? Protesting?
You've done activism.
Activism. Yes. Yeah. The only thing I say to the police is, you know, am I under arrest or am I free to go? And I don't answer questions. That's all you got to say. I mean, if the kid just said I don't answer questions, he wouldn't have made the news.
He's a sovereign citizen. This car is not for commercial purposes. I don't need your silly license.
He's got Montana plates.
Montana plates on the car.
But he was listening to music above 116 beats per minute.
I will answer Steve's question because I did get away from the cops once.
Okay.
So there was a
Steve's question.
Well, asked Steve.
I did. Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But have you ever gotten away from the? And yes, I once actually did get away from. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's part of the story. That's what I'm leading up to here.
Richie, tell us a story.
So I lived like 3.6 or 3.8 miles from work.
Okay.
And the speed limit was 35. Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know.
What was that? Okay.
Free Talk Live.
Speed limit was 35.
Okay.
And I would make it my goal to get to or from work in under one song on the radio.
Whoa.
Now, if you're listening to like Pink Floyd,
you can make it. Yeah, like 3.5 minutes.
But
man,
if you're listening to like DRI or The Misfits.
The goal was one song. Okay. If I could do it in one song, one song. Three and a half miles, one song. Like that was the goal.
All right.
And there's one time I was like, you know, made it my goal. And I was, you know, 35. I was probably doing 65 or 70.
Whoa.
Like just, it was a straight line. And you know, there's not a lot of curves on this road. And I drove past the cop who's like, you know, sitting where he was posted up. And I went, darn.
Right, like flying right
like
past
70,
him.
Right past him. And so I checked my rearview mirror and there was a car behind me. I don't know how fast they were going. But as the car approached, the cop had to hesitate, and so he couldn't pull out until after the car. Now, this is my chance, and so I sped off.
Floored it even more.
I made a right, a left, and a right. Parked the car, jumped out, started walking.
Yeah,
right. And the cop, he made a right, a left, and then another left back to the main road. And then, like, I wasn't there anymore, and he didn't know that it was me and that was walking.
Yeah.
So he parked it.
Waved to him. Hey,
I walked around the block. Right, I walked around the block, and I'm texting my buddy the same time. You're not gonna believe what just happened. I totally just got away. And I walked home because I'm close to home already. Yeah. And I walked right in front of the cop car, and he's like on the radio just fuming.
Be on the lookout, all cars.
All points bulleted for a Corolla. A brown Corolla got away from me, guys.
Yeah. His fellow cops are laughing at him. Yeah. You couldn't even catch a Corolla.
But like, so I went home. I got on my moped. I went back. I scoped out the area. There were like no cars in the area. So I rode my moped home, walked back, got my car a little bit later, and then, you know, safely made it home, like, you know, around the speed limit.
Yeah. But, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
As soon as I saw him, too, he made the left, I made the right, he made the left, I'm like, I did it.
Nice. And now it's a story for all
time. And then, for the ages.
And so the cop was so mad that he, you know, his buddies gave him a bunch of crap. And he had to go home and beat his wife.
Or shoot the neighbor's
dog. I don't
even
feel bad because she's dating him. Yeah. But no, like he was on the radio fuming. Like he didn't pull out onto the main road. And I was just, just walking. I'm just a pedestrian now. Yeah.
All right. I can't start another story. So
do you have a story? You must have a story.
I told it one time. I was at like a middle school dance and I brought booze. And I was trying to sell the booze,
yes.
And I had to run because the cops showed up, and I did run, and I ran around the corner and then around a house and hid in the back of the house. I'd known this backyard. I'd visited it before, and anyway, they ran by, and I totally got away with it.
Nice.
We're out of time. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please visit the archives over at freetalklive.com under the Resources tab. Thank you, Steve Classic. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank our listeners. Peace.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the Realtor Mark Warden.
Now you can learn more about the awesome things happening here in New Hampshire in our march toward liberty in our lifetime. Our friends at Porcupine Real Estate are hosting a series of webinars to educate you on the expanded freedoms enjoyed by New Hampshire citizens. Reserve your seat today at move.freetalklive.com. Topics include gun freedom, medical freedom, and political freedom victories. They also have a couple on best practices for moving to the free state and finding housing. These webinars are super helpful and free to attend once you've registered at move.freetalklive.com. Visit their YouTube channel, Porcupine Real Estate, for videos from past presentations and sign up for upcoming webinars for free at move.freetalklive.com.
PorcupineRealEstate.com.